feel like they're the only person in his.
The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Booth, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfoSports on Twitter. Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Well, the Mineral Area College Cardinals trying to make a late charge up the Region 16 standings, and they swept a doubleheader yesterday on the road at Poplar Bluff against Three Rivers College. It was kind of a crazy day. Mack wins a pitcher's duel in the first game, 3-2, and then the Cardinals put 12 runs on the board in the top of the ninth inning to knock off the Raiders in game number two. Mack was down in that ballgame 7-2, ended up winning it big time. 14-9. So a huge inning for Mineral Area College to close out yesterday, and hoping to build on it here today at Park Hills at the Hal Lowry Field on the campus of Mineral Area College. Thanks so much for joining us right here on KREI. I'm Chad Speaker. I'll have the call for you this afternoon. Jim Gerwitz may stop alongside to provide a little color commentary, and Derek Hankins engineering and operating our game back in the studios. The Mineral Area College Cardinals are 10 above 500 on the year. They're 23-13, 11-13 in Region 16. Currently puts them sixth, but they do have an opportunity, as we said, to move up a couple of spots with a strong close to the season. The Three Rivers Raiders now 22-22 on the year. They are 8-16-1 inside of Region 16. Coming up next, we'll hear from both head coaches. We'll chat with Stacey Berkey of the Three Rivers Raiders on the other side of this first time out. And then after that, we'll have a talk with Blake Jones, the Mineral Area College skipper. That's on your Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lettington. For all your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs, let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve on the outer service road at the Lettington exit and online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. We hear from Coach Berkey on the other side of this 30-second timeout right here on KREI.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Great to be joined by Stacey Berkey now, Three Rivers Raiders head coach. And coach, it was a tough day yesterday because you guys are within a blink of sweeping Mack, a 3-2 pitcher's duel, and then you take a big lead into the ninth, and it's just an inning that happens every now and again, and Mack just seemed to get on top of a snowball on that one.
Right. It was definitely one thing's for sure about baseball. It can be pretty unpredictable a lot of times, and something that you don't see much at all. And give credit to Mineral Area, they came out aggressive in the last inning and had some good at bats, and we didn't take care of the baseball some at bats as well and opened some doors up, but the beauty of it, we get to bounce back today and don't have time to dwell on it and all that kind of stuff, but two very interesting games yesterday, and it's pretty standard for our region. I think this year there's been a lot of that throughout the region, a lot of parity, very, very evenly matched, and I think certainly the postseason is going to be really interesting as well.
And you see it in your overall record too, right at 500 right now.
Yeah.
So, and that usually means some good and some bad. What's been the good? What do you like about your club?
Well, the things that we didn't do yesterday, we've had days we've done really well at those things, and I like our pitching, we've got some. We've got some core guys that have offensively have really put up pretty big years for us. And, we just need to take care of the baseball. That's kind of been defensively. Sometimes we've not been consistent there. And, that's bit us come back to bite us some. And, so If you get pitching, defense, and hitting, you know, you feel pretty good.
Simple game, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're going to go with Cameron Johnson today, and just over a 4 ERA. He's one of your core pitchers. But what does he give you on the mound? What's his specialty? What do you like about him?
Well, he's got a lot of late movement. Okay. And he's sneaky fast with his fastball. He's got a good breaking pitch. And But he needs to work ahead in the count, for sure, yeah. just like anybody. But you know, when his pitch count's down, he's really, really good, you know. So that's you know, what we're hoping for out of him today.
The guy that jumps off the stat sheet to me is Fakuri, and he's, you know, he's in the top 40 or really close in just about every offensive category nationally. A great guy to have in the middle of your lineup.
Yeah, he's really come into his own as far, particularly as a freshman. You know, he just plays hard, you know, and he creates a lot of opportunities for himself by playing aggressively, you know, at the plate. He takes some big hacks, and he's a strong kid, and you know, he competes well.
Stacy Berkey joining us on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We're back after this on KRAI.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Going to be joined by Blake Jones now on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. And one heck of a day yesterday for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. And Coach, let's go through it. You got a masterful pitching performance yesterday, a great start by Kirby Blakeney, who's been really good, and got some closeout innings as well, and a 3-2 win. And so you win kind of one of those old-fashioned NL battles yesterday in game number one.
Yeah, it was. Kirby didn't have his best stuff yesterday, but gave us every opportunity to win, went five. You know, gave us a lead after five innings, and then David Webb came in through the last two and done what he's done for us all year long.
The real story came in game number two, Blake, and you know, I've seen innings that you guys have had against JV squads or something, but you're down 9-2 entering the ninth. You score 12 on the road in the ninth to win it. Do you remember an inning like that in Region 16 play during your time?
No, definitely not. It was wild. That's one thing we haven't done a whole lot of lately is put up a lot of big innings. And we just come out in the ninth yesterday, beating it around the yard. They put a guy on here or there, kicked a couple balls, but definitely took advantage of it, and we barreled up a lot of baseballs. It was a huge win for us on the road yesterday.
You know, whether it's errors or strikeouts or especially hitting, baseball is such a contagious game. I know you hope you can kind of use that and just keep going off of an inning like that.
Yeah, that's what we talked about after the game yesterday. Hopefully this is kind of a high that we can carry on for the next couple weeks and definitely make a run in the playoffs.
And you'll surely want to. You've won four in a row playing good baseball. You've got St. Charles and St. Louis above you. I know you really want to get home field in that sub-region. Now, mathematically, you can do it, but you got to stay clean against a bunch of teams that I know you feel like you can win those games, but to actually completely sweep a series, it really takes something special.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't matter who you play in the region, whether it's the nine team or the one. It's tough to sweep anybody in a four-game series. So we're going to have to play well down the stretch, but got a lot of ball games this weekend. We play Saturday, Sunday, Monday this weekend, so it's going to be a heavy load, and we're going to have to rely on some arms that haven't seen a whole lot of time.
Yeah, one of those is Marcos Ramos. See, you're going to go with him today. He's only thrown three innings, so the numbers don't tell us a lot, but the coaching perspective does. You feel real good about him.
Yeah, Marcos is a talented kid. He was our best arm in the fall, and come back from Christmas break, was a little out of shape, had some arm issues, and he's finally getting back to his form, so I'm excited to see him again today on the mound.
Do you look at him like in bullpen situations then, or do you have some kind of live game kind of exercises that you do? How do you kind of assess a guy when he hasn't thrown a whole lot?
Yeah, mostly bullpens with him right now, and the biggest thing with him, when he's healthy, he's really good. He's a guy that pounds his own. His stuff's really good. And obviously right now it's hard to stretch him out too much, but he started one of the games against Jeffco, went two innings, and that's about where we expect him to be, right around 30 pitch limit. Going to be a little higher today, but at least with starting him, we can keep him on a routine where he's ready to take the ball when he's ready, not to be rushed in the bullpen.
So when you look at him, try to get him a good start, maybe watch his innings, who do you try to back him up with, do you think, in game one?
Yeah, so hopefully today, ideally it'd be nice to get four, possibly five out of him, and then hopefully turn it over to Parker Stidham or Matt McGilvery, one of those guys. David Webb had a huge load yesterday, so I'm guessing he's not going to be available today unless it's a dire need. But, you know, those guys are big arms. They've been good for us all year.
All right, Blake Jones joining us on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We're back after this right here on KREI.
When you buy a pool or spa from Home Pools and Spas in Lexington, you're getting top quality. Just ask Randy Elliott of Potosi. He was very happy with the work they did.
It was absolutely phenomenal. They went above and beyond what I asked for. They did 100%, and anything that they could do more on that they thought that I would like or my family would like, they went ahead and did it.
Home Pools and Spas in Lexington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Home is where the fun everybody's is. Going home.
Welcome you back to the Fleet Equipment pregame show right here on Super Talk 800. Let's go ahead and take a look at the pitching matchup and the lineups here in this one. Beautiful day for baseball right now. We've got some heavy cloud cover. The rain hasn't burst out yet. I know it is forecasted for a little bit later on this afternoon. Hopefully we'll be able to get quite a bit of baseball in for you today. In fact, on our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule, we've got baseball for you this afternoon, North County at Arcadia Valley. The rain more likely to interfere with that one, but who knows? Maybe we'll get some games in for you here today. We certainly hope so. Let's check out the weather update as we do look at those forecasts and those overcast skies. 68 degrees right now here at the Old Ball Yard, and that's brought to us by your Don't Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. Our pitching matchup is brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. It'll be Cameron Johnson for Three Rivers. Cameron with a 4.13 ERA. He's 2-1 on the year. He has thrown 24 innings for the team, and he's held the opposition to a 2.42 average on the season. 24 strikeouts, 9 walks for him on the season. And we'll take a look at what the Mineral Area College Cardinals will throw at Three Rivers, and it's Marcus Ramos. Now, Marcus has only thrown 3 innings for Mineral Area College this season. Blake Jones feels good about him. You heard our conversation there on your Fleegs Equipment pregame show about Ramos, and he's out of Hawaii, a redshirt freshman. He's only thrown the 3 innings. He struck out 3, he's walked 3, and he has given up a 333 average by the opposition. So a little bit of an unknown for the Cardinals here this afternoon in their hurler Marcus Ramos, and we'll see what he's able to give Mineral Area College. The lineups take a look like this, and Jim Gerwitz checking in. Now you're going to keep the rain away so we can get some baseball in today?
I hope so.
I hope so, too, yeah. Let's go ahead and
how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, yeah. It's a baseball day.
You're not as cheery as you normally are. Everything all right
today,
buddy?
Baseball days are great days. Love baseball days. Keep that rain away. We'll be good, doing great. Our starting lineup's brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. It'll be Zane Wallace for the Raiders, a freshman from Kennett playing third base. John Rodriguez is the designated hitter, hitting second. Reese Reading is over at first base, hitting third. He's from Ontario. Nick Fakuri, he's the big stick in the lineup, and he's the cleanup man, and he's also behind the plate, a freshman from Sherwood, Arkansas. Palmer Campbell out of New Madrid, a freshman. He's hitting fifth and playing left field. Robert Mejias from Tucson, Arizona, over at second base, hitting sixth. Kyle Clayton is from Sherwood, Arkansas as well. He's the right fielder, hitting seventh. It'll be Tyreek Thomas hitting eighth in center field, and Winston Welter. Great name, Winston Welter, the shortstop from Cape Notre Dame, and he hits number 9. The Mineral Area College will have Caleb Fierstaker homered yesterday, a sophomore from Ontario, Canada, in center field. He leads him off. Liam Hicks hitting second behind the plate, a sophomore from Toronto, who's swung a super hot stick all year long. Riley Perks is a sophomore also from Ontario. He's in left field and hitting third. Jake Pryor out of Arcadia Valley over in right field. He's the cleanup man. Dylan Thomas at third base from Cabot, Arkansas, hitting fifth. Tommy Van de Sanden, a freshman out of the Netherlands, is at shortstop. Jared Jones from West County hitting seventh. He's at first base. Drew Bleckley is over at second. He's from Wentzville. He's a freshman this season. And Angelo Marte, a freshman from the Dominican Republic, is the designated hitter. And Jim Gerwitz was the coach here at Mineral Area College for several years. You ever get 12 runs in the ninth inning to come back against a Region 16 team like the Cardinals did yesterday?
Never, never. It was pretty unheard of.
Crazy day. I asked Blake Jones if he ever had a situation like that in an inning like that. He said, It's never happened when I've been head coach either. Really an incredible performance by the Mineral Area College Cardinals yesterday. Not only did they win a pitching duel in the first game, 3-2, and then they won that slugfest afterward. Hey, there's Coach Gary Cuck enjoying a little baseball. I believe he played at SEMO when he was in college, if I'm not mistaken. It was a grad assistant. Okay. Yeah. Well, he could catch and throw when he was younger. And now he's got a great women's basketball team. He's got a first team All-American this year, bringing in some great recruits. I'm already ready for basketball next year.
I know.
For his team. It's going to be fun next year. First things first, though, is baseball this afternoon, and Three Rivers in their gray uniforms. They've got black numbers and letters with the golden outline. Mineral Area College in the white pants. They've got the red jerseys with the black sleeves and the white numbers and letters. And our check of the uniforms brought to you by Serenity Hospice Care. Peace of mind when you need it most. Not really a chill, but not hot with that cloud cover right now. And we dropped a couple of degrees now down to 66. Should be a great day for baseball if we can keep that rain away this afternoon.
I see you got the van pulled close in case we have to pop the hood.
It's tight.
Pop the trunk and get us under it.
Just to let folks have a little visual of that, we've got a tailgate on the back of the van that we can pop up as a rain shield if we need to here this afternoon. The good part about all the overcast and maybe some rain coming, hardly any wind today, Jim.
Yeah, that's so. Unreal that it's like that.
Yeah, usually comes.
Just punched me in the nose.
I know I did. Usually comes sweeping down the mountainside over on right field. And
yeah, usually it's blowing. It doesn't matter if it's calm somewhere else. It's always got some kind of wind blowing here. But today it's weird. It's not.
It is. It's still and calm and a great day for ball if we can keep that rain away. So Marcus Ramos, they felt really good about his potential. Said he has a great lively arm. He's got some great stuff. But didn't come back from semester really throwing very well. So he hasn't thrown very much for this team. Only three innings. And they said, you know, they're not looking for him to go the distance. If you can give him three, four, maybe five innings, they'd be very happy with that here today. And well, we'll see what Marcos has available. He's actually out of Hawaii, a redshirt freshman. So right here in the middle of the continental United States now. Zane Wallace is going to be the leadoff man. He's out of Kennett High School playing third base and hits 258 on the year. We're coming up on 1 o'clock here on KREI Farmington. Thanks so much for joining us here at the old ball yard, Hal Lowry Field. Marcus Ramos with the first pitch of the ball game, the kick and the pitch. And, well, he hit his man. I guess when Blake said he wasn't super sharp coming back from break, maybe that's it. Whoops. First pitch drilled him right in the back. And our first pitch brought to you by New Era Bank. I'm not sure if they anticipated that. Cool. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy, visit your local New Era Bank branch. Go online at neweirabank.com. But not easy to get out of the way of that pitch.
That's right. That ball hit him right and square in the number.
Oh, got plunked on the very first pitch of the game. Second pitch of the game went a little bit better for Marcus Ramos. My daughter was a softball pitcher. And the first time she ever threw, like when they were little itty-bitty, she hit the person, drilled them. And I said, oh, great, this is never going to work. Then she struck out the side. So it ended up working out.
Maybe
right.
That might work out here. Let's see.
I hope so. A little bender that time. A nice job off-speed delivery and curled it down and in for a strike. And now nothing and two against the number two hitter. This is John Rodriguez, the designated hitter for the Three Rivers Raiders today. Zane Wallace, he'll steal a bag or two, 6-for-7 on the year. Over at first base, that's Jared Jones. At second, Drew Bleckley. Shortstop, Tommy Van de Sanden. Dylan Thomas is out at third and right at the knees. A strikeout victim, John Rodriguez, looked at it. And a nice recovery by Ramos there.
Very nice. You know, that was a nice two good breaking balls right there.
Yeah.
You know, as long as he stays ahead in the count, you know, he's not going to have any trouble. Can't be plunking everybody like he did the first pitch of the game.
Or every other, even.
That's right.
So he's got he's plunked one, and he struck out one, and this is the number three man, Reese Reading. Reese Reading, another import from north of the border. He's from Ontario, a sophomore, plays first base for Three Rivers. There's a fastball. This one's driven out to right field. Jake Pryor going back, ranging to his left, looks up, looks over, and this one's gone. A home run by Reese Reading. This is his sixth home run of the year. And all of a sudden, Three Rivers is on top. 2-0. We're in the top of the first inning.
Yeah, he got a good pitch right there. Pitch was up, elevated in the zone. And, you know, left-handed hitter here at this park. All you got to do is turn on it and get a little elevation. And it's going to go out pretty easy.
When the wind's not blowing.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. It is a porch, a little bit of a porch over there, Jim. 300 feet just tight to right field, and then it does angle back at right center at 345. But, yeah, if you can sneak it in around the pole right there with no wind, that's a good place to put it, and that's where the lefty Reese Reading deposited it over the right field fence in a 2-0 lead for the Raiders.
Yeah.
So for Reading, he's got RBIs number 51 and 52. He's the top 25 in the country and runs driven in. Ramos reaches back, tries to throw one by Fakuri. This is actually the big stick in the lineup. Nick Fakuri hitting 408. He's got 7 home runs on the year. That pitch was in, though, and now a 2-0 count for Fakuri. Ramos lines and fires, and Fakuri sends this one out to center field. Fierstake going back, reaching up. This one sailing over his head on a line drive. He grabs it at the fence, fires it back into second base. It's a stand-up double for Nick Fakuri. That's his 16th double of the year. He's 35th in the country in that mark. And the Three Rivers Raiders have had a man hit by a pitch. They've got a home run. They've got a double. And they've got one strikeout. And that was just looking. Anybody that's tried to swing has been successful.
Yeah. That pitch right there, that ball just kept carrying. And it's usually, you see Fierstake usually catches, he chases the ball down really well in center field, and that one just kept floating right over his glove.
I think that one maybe fooled him just a little bit, Jim, because he started to back up instead of just turn and run. And after a two, maybe three steps, instead of backing up anymore, he did turn and sprint. And he reads the ball so well off the bat, but you know, the hardest ball to read in center field is a line drive that comes right at you. And
exactly.
It did fool him just a little bit. And I'll tell you what, Ryan Virgink is not wasting any time. He says, Marcos, doesn't look like you have it today. A quick hook for him, a 2-0 lead for Three Rivers, and we'll have your pitching change coming up in 1 minute right here on KREI.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Well, only one out accounted for here in the top of the first inning, and Ryan Virgin goes out to the hill and says, Marcos Ramos, doesn't look like you have it today. He hit a man on his very first pitch. He gave up a homer and a double. He's given up a couple of runs here, and Ryan Virgin says, you know what, we're going to the pen. And in comes Cole Allen. Cole has been fantastic, Jim. We've seen his last couple appearances, and he has been terrific. He's got a 1.73 ERA. That leads the staff. He has 2 wins against no losses. He's thrown 26 innings for Mineral Area College, and he has held the opposition to hitting only 144, the lowest number on the staff in that department. He's walked 8 and struck out 29, a lefty, and he's just been spot on when we've seen him here recently.
Yeah, he did a great job against Jeffco when he came in. Mm-hmm. I think he threw 3 scoreless innings in that day. Yeah, he was just lights out, just all over the zone and kept their hitters off balance. So hopefully we can see this do the same here.
Pitching change brought to you by Midwest Sports Center. Off the road, on the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all, located on Walker Drive in Farmington. So Mineral Area College scores 12 runs in the 9th inning in the second game yesterday to come back and win. And Blake Jones says, I don't want to have to do that today.
No.
So they get out.
It's nice that it happened.
Yeah.
But you can't rely on the 9th inning to score that many runs usually.
As far as Three Rivers goes, I mean, you know, what a shot to the chin yesterday. And for them, that's exactly what you want. You want to just get up real quick and say, hey, you know, we're not bothered by it. We're ready to play some ball.
And, you know, they've done it so far in this first inning. You know, hit 3 balls really hard and, you know, and it got hit in the back. Well, I should say hit 2 balls really hard. Got hit in the back
Got
really
hit hard, right. Exactly.
But, you know, they came out, they don't look deflated from yesterday, and they look like they're ready to play.
This is Balmer Campbell. He's the number five hitter in the lineup. So Marcos Ramos faces only four hitters, and he's pulled. And Cole Allen starts with two pitches, fastballs that are both high to Campbell. And Palmer says, you're going to have to show me a strike before I offer one here. 274 hitter on the year, Palmer Campbell, but on base at 384, so 100 points higher with the on-base percentage. Cole kicks, fires, and once again he's out of the zone, up and away, and three balls and no strikes for Palmer Campbell.
Well, the six warm-up pitches, he was all over the zone.
He was.
You get a hitter in there, and he's been up. The last three pitches been up.
29 strikeouts, only eight walks for Cole Allen this year. And once again, he fires high and walked him on four straight. So runners now at first and second base. Mm-hmm. Runner at second base is Nick Fucuri. He doubled. So in five hitters, you've got a hit by pitch, a homer, a double, and a walk. And then one strikeout looking. That was John Rodriguez, the number two hitter in the lineup.
And I don't think that walk hurts you that bad because it sets up the double play, mm-hmm. Gets you out of the inning. But, you know, you definitely don't want to give out free bases.
If they can do it, that'd be the way to do it.
Yeah.
And Cole, with his lead foot extended, kicks and fires. Here's a grand ball through the left side. Riley perks quickly to it. He grabs it, and is he going to fire home? He is, and it'll have no chance. Now they'll fire over to third base, and a nice job by Liam Hicks to fire over to Dylan Thomas. And they do manage to chop down Palmer Campbell, stretching first to third. And that one going 2-5 on the put out there for the second out of the inning. But Nick Fucuri does come around to score. And it's a 3-0 early lead here for the Three Rivers Raiders. We can now close the book on Ramos. That run is his responsibility. So he gives up three runs in his very short time and only a third of an inning. All of those earned. He struck out one, didn't walk anybody, but he did hit a man. So now a fresh slate here for Cole Allen as he's got a runner at first base on a clean single and an RBI there by Robert Mejia. For Mejia, his 25th run driven in. This is Kyle Clayton.
Mejia, you know, he got the first pitch fastball and just drove it through the, you know, the gap between short and third. You know,
yeah, not really a chance to get a hold of it by either of the left side fielders. And now here's a drive into the right center gap. Fearstake glides underneath of it and makes the play. Fly ball to center field. Fearstake grabs it for the third out of the inning, but three runs come in on three hits. There were no errors by the defense, and there were a couple of one guy left on base as Three Rivers climbs on top early here, 3-0 for the Mineral Area College offense. Well, let's see if Fearstake, Hicks, and Parks can get it started. We'll check in a minute right here on KREI.
Hi, it's Hannah at Cole's Tractor and Equipment. This month, you get to save. If you've been needing to get some work done around the property while using a backhoe, now's your time to own the major brand maker LS Tractor. This month, get the 35-horsepower four-wheel drive diesel tractor with front loader, add on the LS submount backhoe, and you save $2,000. That's right, save $2,000. This month, get the 35-horsepower tractor with submount backhoe and 7,000-pound deluxe car hauler flatbed trailer for only $23,899. That's tractor, loader, backhoe, and flatbed trailer for only $23,899. And because you like free stuff, you'll get the 2,700 PSI gas pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs for free with this package deal. See us today at Cole's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. See us on Facebook and give us a call at 573-756-4353.
A 3-0 lead for the Three Rivers Raiders. Mineral Area College hasn't even come to the plate yet. Caleb Fearstake, Liam Hicks, Riley Perks, first three scheduled hitters for Mineral Area College. Timeout brought to you there by McDonald's, or a 30-second fast break brought to you by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. So Max, starting pitcher, goes one-third of an inning and quickly got the hook. And so let's see if Matt can start to climb back in here. Jim, you said a strange day at the Hal, yeah, because it's a normal day.
Yeah, it's a normal day, and anything that's hitting the air has a chance of going out of here today, I believe.
Which usually is not the case.
Yeah, usually it's blown straight in. So, I don't know. It's just a weird day. Even that ball that was hit there at the end of that inning, and it went all the way to the track. It was close.
Cameron Johnson, the pitcher for Three Rivers, his first pitch is a fastball high. His second pitch is a fastball somewhere else, but it's a ball. Johnson, a 4.13 ERA. He's 2-1 on the season. He's thrown 24 innings, and this time this one goes low, and swing and a miss by Caleb Fierstake.
It's good to see him get a home run yesterday. Yeah. He hasn't had one in a while.
Yeah. His ninth of the year puts him in the top 50 in the country, but the home runs really have come to a screeching halt for both he and actually Hicks, too.
Yeah, they kind of dried up real quick, didn't they?
Swing and a miss by Fierstake. Count evens out at 2-2. That one's just away, and the count runs full. So Caleb's still hitting .361. Very good season. He's on base at .427, so he's doing his job at the top of the order. They'd like to see him turn around maybe some of that strikeout-to-walk ratio. 37 strikeouts to lead the team in that category, but there's his 15th walk of the year, and they like to see that.
Exactly, especially you get your leadoff guy on. You know, that's what you want to do. Now, if you're Three Rivers, you're upset with your pitcher walking the leadoff guy after you just got three runs.
Yeah. Say, let's pound the zone here. I mean, we're up three.
Not? Yeah. Let them see how far he can hit it.
You bet. This guy can hit it pretty far. This guy coming up right here, Liam Hicks. And I'll tell you what, Jim, with that wind not blowing in from right field, too,
he's
the guy that we really watch. Now, he hasn't hit a homer in about 3 weeks. He's got 11 on the year. Puts him 23rd in the country. He pounds this one high in the sky. It's out to Clayton in right field. And Clayton backs up against the fence.
Gone.
And there it is. It's the dinger. A two-run shot for Liam Hicks. And he breaks the home run drought, his 12th of the year. And now RBI's number 47 and 48 for Liam Hicks. His first cut of the at-bat. And we've got a 3-2 ball game. Max within a run.
That thing was just towering. I didn't think it had enough to get out, and it just kept floating and floating, and it went over. Their outfielder was waiting at the fence for it, and it just flew over his head.
He what? Because he had a chance to get back there and just wait and wait because he hit it so high.
Yeah.
I thought maybe the it was too much of a high angle, as they said on a major league. Too high.
What do you mean too high?
Well, that one sailed over. You kind of predicted it. Here's the kick and the pitch for Johnson.
Told you it's a weird day here, bud. You never see anything can go out. That ball shouldn't have went out, I don't think.
Goodbye, baseball.
Well, it did, though. As high as it was, I didn't think it had a chance of going out.
I thought the ankle was too steep.
Yeah.
But it just kept pushing back, like you said.
Just kept going.
Yep. And Kyle Clayton says, I've got this, and then he just watched it fly over his head. And here's a swing and a miss by Riley Perks. Perks with four homers on the year. Driven in 24.
He could tie it up right here. Another lefty.
He hit one yesterday. And now he drives this one out to center field. And Thomas is backing up the center fielder. He's got enough room, though, as he puts a mitt on it. One more step, and his shoulder's in the fence.
Told you. It's going to be a high-scoring affair today, bud, I'm telling you.
It could very well be.
It's going to be. I know it is.
Think we'll see 12 runs in an inning?
No, I don't know if you'll see that, but one team will have 12 runs before this game's over.
Maybe I should have said 12 runs in a half an inning, because Three Rivers actually scored two more in the ninth, so there were actually 14 total runs in that inning. First out of the ball game here in the bottom of the first inning for the Mineral Area College offense. Perks really did drive that one. He hit that one about .375.
Yeah. And it just kept going again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that one had a chance.
Backdoor breaker. Pryor looked at it for a strike. He's down nothing in two. And Johnson winds and fires fastballs high. Another left-handed hitter. This lefty's ultra dangerous with that short porch to the right side and no breeze blowing in. And Pryor watches that one a little bit low and evens the count now at 2-2. Pryor hitting .291 on the year. Cameron Johnson winds and fires. Fastball. Pryor a little behind. Fouls it off to the shooting range over on the left side.
Hopefully one day we can say that's the hit one over to the softball field.
I'd like to hear that, yeah. Johnson coming again, fastball high, the count runs full.
Yeah, hopefully we can get that over to the shooting range, you know, move that over to the shooting range out there at St. Joe Park.
Yeah. Here's a full count delivery, and Pryor swings through this fastball and sends it out to the right center gap. Now, Tyreek Thomas, Jim, he's got some wheels. Look at him close that gap out there, and he holds him to a single.
Yeah, he shut that gap real quick. And like I said, anybody else, that's probably a double. But, you know, he shut the door right there and got that gap covered quick.
Really move. Dylan Thomas steps in. Mineral Area College is top of the or bottom of the first, shaping up a little bit like the top of the first for Three Rivers. A walk, a homer, a fly out, now a single. And this is Dylan Thomas, freshman third baseman out of Cabot, Arkansas. as we said, a 250 hitter, was only 1-for-6 yesterday, but he did drive somebody in with a sack fly. Kicking the pitch and a swing and a miss.
Well, he was swinging. He swung his, put his head out and everything, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did. Johnson really brought that one. And, you know, something that Coach Stacy Berkey told me, he said Johnson has late movement on his pitches. That one looked like it did have some late downward movement and a very difficult pitch to hit. Really bringing the heat now, and throws another fastball by Dylan Thomas, who caught just a piece of it on the way by. So maybe a couple of angry pitches there for Cameron Johnson. A 3-2 ball game, 3 in the top of the first for Three Rivers, 2 in the bottom of the first for Mineral Area College. And the Cardinals still alive here in the bottom of the first inning. And there's a breaking ball that Thomas nubs to the shortstop as Welter tried to come on. And his only chance was to barehand it and make a running throw. And he couldn't grab it with a barehand. It's an infield single for Dylan Thomas.
Yeah, he would have had a tough time even if he picked that cleanly to throw him out. So I agree with your base hit there.
All right. We're in agreement about that.
This is a weird day, isn't it? No wind, and me and you agreeing on something.
For now. We're just in the top of the first. Tommy Vandesand is stepping in. 305 stick. Freshman shortstop from the Netherlands, and he swings at a low pitch down around the ankles. And in this one is just out of play on the right side. First baseman giving it a good chase. Nick Ficuri actually chased it from his catcher's spot. He wasn't quite sure where it was going. Got a little bit further afield than he thought it would.
The way he was running over here, I thought it was going to be on top of our head.
Right. It looked, yeah, I was watching him. Vanda Sanden. Looked like he caught a pretty good piece of it. He's got runners at first and second. He's got a chance to tie this game with a single here. And there's the curveball that time. Boy, a terrific backhanded catch by the assistant coach.
That was nice.
My gosh, that was fancy. That might be our play of the game.
That might be.
That was tremendous. Whew. No balls, two strikes for Tommy Vandesanden. I mean, that was nonchalant, too.
Yeah,
it's like
no
problem, I got it. Vandesanden nubs this one. Potential double play ball. The scoop to second for one. Back over to first, not in time. And so Vandesanden does reach on the fielder's choice, and Dylan Thomas is cut down there, 6-4.
And we have Jared Jones coming in.
What do you say, Jared? How about smashing one here? Pryor goes to third. Vandesanden is at first. Jared Jones at the plate. Jared was 1-for-3 yesterday, but he drove in 3 runs.
Yeah.
He was very productive. How about you drive in 3 right here, Jared? Sophomore from West County. He's a big dude.
Big fella.
Cameron Johnson from the stretch. Fastball just inside. Jones backs off the plate. That's a ball.
Pretty big 7-hole hitter, huh?
He is, yeah. Great target at first base.
Yeah.
Big guy. Johnson glances over to third, steps, fires. This one's down in the dirt. Ficuri keeps it in front.
That was a very nice job by Ficuri. That was definitely a run if
yeah.
you don't get a piece of that.
In your tie game?
Yep.
I asked Coach how to say his name. He said, just like Missouri, but with an F. Missouri Ficuri, he said. And the count now 2-0. Jones swings through a fastball, and I'm telling you, he just missed it. And he fouled that one back to the screen.
Yep. Pulled his head just a hair, but had a good hack at it.
So 2 balls and a strike for Jared Jones. 2 away and 2 runners on and a 3-2 lead for Three Rivers. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Three Rivers getting 3 in the top of the first. And Mineral Area College responding with a 2-run job by Liam Hicks to drive in Fearstake, who'd walked right in front of him. Jones takes this one up the middle, a high bouncing ball, and a good play by the shortstop, Welter, who picked out that third bounce and had just enough time to flip it over to his second baseman, Mejia, for the putout. And Mineral Area College does answer with 2 runs. They do it on 3 hits. There are no errors, and there were 2 men left on base. We go to the top of the second inning, and we'll go to the bottom of the Three Rivers lineup. It's Thomas, Welter, then back to the top with Wallace. We'll do that in 1 minute right here on KREI.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store has every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information...
Shh! Quiet! You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
A 3-2 lead for Three Rivers after one. We're in the top of the second inning now. It'll be Tyreek Thomas, Winston Welter, Zane Wallace, and the Midwest Sports, Parkland Healthmar Pharmacy scoreboard. A busy first inning. Parkland Healthmar Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. So three runs in the top of the first for Three Rivers. A 2-run home run by Liam Hicks to answer in the bottom of the first inning and a 3-2 lead for Three Rivers. Tyreek Thomas, we saw him close the gap in center field defensively, and now we'll see his first opportunity at the plate, a sophomore from Kennett, and a 267 hitter on the year. On the hill for Mineral Area College is Cole Allen. Cole Allen starts him off with a fastball that is high and out of the zone. Allen coming in relief of Marcos Ramos, who was able to get only one out in the top of the first inning. He hit a man, he gave up a homer and a double, and Coach Ryan Virginia says it just doesn't look right. We're going to go a different direction here. Late movement and maybe a little slider that time from Cole Allen, and Thomas swings over the top. And now a ball and a strike for Tyreek Thomas. Tyreek Thomas gives you some good power at the bottom of the order as well. Four homers for him on the season. Allen comes off speed, shoots that one outside, and reaching out to make the grab is Liam Hicks, the catcher. In the outfield, you've got Riley Perks in left, Caleb Fierstake, the center fielder, and Jake Pryor's over in right field, and they're playing Tyreek Thomas even up. Allen comes set, working exclusively from the stretch. He throws this one just below the knees of Thomas, and that's where a strike is going to be today, apparently. Two balls and two strikes for Tyreek Thomas. Cole Allen, pitcher for Mineral Area College. And Allen kicks and fires in a curveball that he leaves outside that time. Allen, sophomore, lefty out of Joplin. You'd like to get these first two guys, the 8 and the 9 guy, before you work your way back to the top of the order. But Allen working on a full count here against Thomas. Comes with a fastball and sets him down. Thomas looked at it, and he'll make that walk back over to the dugout. So one up and one down here in the top of the second inning, and this is Winston Welter. Welter made a couple of nice plays at shortstop in the bottom of the first. Sophomore from Cape Notre Dame, hitting .224 on the season. Now, he came into yesterday with only 9 RBIs, but he drove in 4 yesterday. So really pumped that RBI total up yesterday.
Almost doubled it.
Yeah, he drove in just about half as many as he had all year long.
That's what I meant. Yeah, I said it wrong.
Yeah. Here's Cole Allen, pops the mid for a strike. 380 to straightaway center where the flag is not blowing. And you've got 330 down the left field line. We already talked about that 300-foot sign over to the right side. Liam Hicks popped one over the top of that one in the bottom of the first. Pitches low for a ball. A 3-2 lead for Three Rivers. And Three Rivers back for their second inning of work on the offensive side. This is Cole Allen, struck out Thomas. This is Winston Welter. And here's the kick and the pitch. And a swing on this fastball and fouled it up and over the screen. Welter not only drove in 4 yesterday, he got 4 hits and 7 tries. Really had a great day at the plate yesterday, did Welter. And we already saw his value there in the top of the first inning as a defender. So Allen continues to work from the stretch. He's kind of a long relief guy for Mineral Area College. Nibbles the outside corner of the zone, not close enough. And the count evens out now at 2-2. Allen, the lefty, going against Winston Welter, the righty. And Allen comes set. His body facing over to first base. He sails this one high, way high. And the count runs full. Full count against Tyreek Thomas in the last at bat, and he came right down Main Street to strike him out. Welter, 224 hitter, but swinging a good stick apparently here lately. Had a great day offensively yesterday. And Allen doesn't want to lose him here. The kick and the pitch and the fastball and a foul back to the screen as Welter stays alive. Mac, winners of four straight. They're 23-13 on the year. 11-13 in Region 16 play. They've got an opportunity to make a move. They're standing sixth right now in the Region 16 standings. Fastball once again. And rinse and repeat for Welter. That was a fastball right down the middle. And Welter once again just got a piece of it and sent it back to the screen. Leadoff hitter Zane Wallace will come to the plate next. Wallace was hit by a pitch to start the ball game off. In fact, hit by the very first pitch of the ball game. So Allen comes set again, no margin for error. Third straight pitch, he's working on a full count, and the third straight time, that Welter fouls him off and stays alive. Very nice at-bat by the number nine hitter here, Winston Welter. Welter has just a couple of extra base hits this year. He's got a pair of doubles. Cole Allen trying to pump this zone here. Three straight fastballs for a strike have all been fouled off. And the fourth one, not in the zone, and Welter works the walk. So the number nine hitter reaches on the walk. We go back to the top of the order and Zane Wallace. Wallace hitting 258 on the year. And as we said, his only other at-bat coming just last inning in the first. He got hit by the very first pitch of the game, delivered from Marcus Ramos. But it's Cole Allen now. And Allen, a lefty, against Wallace, also a lefty. Runner at first base now, and there's the first pitch fastball right across for a strike.
Sorry, I was on I was doing some work. I had to take a little break from you.
Allen steps back atop the hill. Double plays in order if he can get a low one. That's a nice pitch right at the knees with some downward break at the end of it. And Wallace froze and looked at it for a strike. So nothing in two for Zane Wallace. Wallace hitting just above 250, but he had five hits and eight tries yesterday. Fantastic day for him. Mineral Area College, though, wins the doubleheader. 3-2 and then 14-9. Fastball high that time by Allen. One ball, two strikes. Runner at first, Welter. Welter, a couple of steals this year on a couple of tries, just two. And here comes Allen again, and a swing and a miss. And did he get a piece of it? Apparently he did. Liam Hicks couldn't squeeze it for the strikeout. So still a ball and two strikes. Allen battling against Zane Wallace, freshman out of Kennett. Allen coming set, and this one down in the dirt. Good scoop by Hicks to keep his man at first base. Now the count evens out at 2-2. Allen had him down, nothing in two. That one in the dirt. Cole comes set again. Paying attention to the runner at first base now. And now a little nod, and he comes to the plate. And here's a ground ball through the right side. No chance for Bleckley to get there. And they'll go station to station that time as Welter puts the brakes on at second base. And Zane Wallace with a clean single to the right side. And runners now at first and second with one away. We're in the top of the second inning, and Three Rivers in business again and leading it 3-2 on the Parkland Health Bar Pharmacy scoreboard. We'll go to the number two hitter. This is John Rodriguez. I bet John swings the bat this time. He went down looking in the top of the first inning. Only strikeout victim for Marcos Ramos. In fact, the only out Ramos was able to get. Good lead out at second base. Allen, a fastball and a swing and a miss by Rodriguez. Told you he'd swing.
Little Reggie Jackson is right there. Dropped to the knee, didn't he?
He did. But he didn't put it in the third deck, though.
No.
Runner at second is Welter. He's got a nice lead. Good lead by Wallace over there at first right now as Jones is playing off the bag, playing defense here. And Allen steps, pitches, and a foul ball over the right side.
Well, I didn't think I need my hat today, but it keeps the sun keeps coming in and out, and I might have to go get it.
Yeah, you can get a little red on the scalp there, Garrett.
That's right, because I'm balding.
A 3-2 lead for Three Rivers. Mineral Area College answering, though, with two in the bottom of the first inning. We're just in the top of the second here. Nothing in two for John Rodriguez. Cole Allen high and away. for the first ball here. Rodriguez hitting 393 on the year. 12 doubles for him and 5 round trippers. With a slugging percentage of 648, he's a guy that definitely can give you an extra base or two. And runners at first and second, Rodriguez has driven in 27 on the year. The kick and the pitch from Allen, off speed, out and away, and a snap throw back to the shortstop, Van de Sanden, who was covering second. It skips by him, but good backup by Drew Bleckley right there, and not allowed to go through to center field. If it had, Welter would be off to third base. Fierstate, good movement there from center field, but probably wouldn't have been in time to prevent the man from advancing. Allen once again atop the hill. 2 balls and 2 strikes here for John Rodriguez. 1 away, top of the second inning, 2 runners on. And this pitch is way upstairs, and the count now is run full. Allen had him down, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Rodriguez has worked it back full. Winston Welter had a tremendous at-bat. He was down 2 strikes, worked it full, fouled off 3 straight fastballs, and then got walked. So Three Rivers doing a nice job putting together some tough at-bats here. Cole Allen for Mack, and a swing and a miss by Rodriguez. Good downward movement as that one came across. Big strikeout there for Cole Allen. And that's 2 strikeouts for Rodriguez.
Huge strikeout right there. You know, he did a great job keeping that ball away, and it just looked like it kept going away from the hitter there. It was nice. Nice pitch.
Mm-hmm. Pair of strikeouts in the inning now for Allen. Struck out Thomas to lead things off. Got Rodriguez there. And now with Reese Reading stepping in. A lot of different ways to get the third out now. But Reading is a guy that hit a 2-run homer in the top of the first inning.
Yeah, for what was that, his 6th or 7th in the year?
Yeah, 6th. You're right. And there's the pitch. A little off speed that time. Hicks says, where was that one?
It's outside a little bit.
So Cole Allen trying to prevent any damage from being done here in the top of the second inning. Runners at first and second. It's Welter, the number 9 hitter, over to second base. Zane Wallace at first. Welter walked. Wallace gets a single, and now another off-speed delivery. Reading tried to keep the bat back, finally came through and nubbed it over to the third base dugout where Mineral Area College resides. Good to see women's basketball coach Gary Cuck out enjoying some baseball today.
Yeah, his girls are always out here. So it mm-hmm. seems like volleyball's always out
yep.
here, too.
See David Cackleries, the point guard,
yep.
out watching a lot of baseball, too. Cole Allen comes set, working from the stretch with runners on. He works from the stretch anyway. And there's the curveball drilled out to second base. And going low to make the grab is Drew Bleckley. So nice timing by Bleckley right there. The hard line drive out to second base. And Bleckley snares it before he hits the ground. No runs coming in for Three Rivers in the inning on 1 hit. No errors and 2 men are left on base. For Mineral Area College, we go to the bottom of the order with Bleckley and Marte. Then back to the top with Fierstake, a 3-2 lead for Three Rivers. To the bottom of the second we go in 1 minute right here on KRAI.
Flu season is here. The fact is, millions of Americans will have the flu this year, but you can stay healthy by getting your flu vaccination.
The staff at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center will make the process quick and easy for you and your family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment or walk in to any of our primary care service locations.
Welcome to our family tree.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Lead for Three Rivers. We're going to the bottom of the second inning on your Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Cameron Johnson back for his second inning of work. He'll get his first look at Drew Bleckley. Bleckley, first pitch swinging, pops it up. This is to the pitcher's spot. Johnson calling for it. The catcher rolls his helmet right out there where his pitcher is trying to get to the baseball. And fortunately for Three Rivers, Johnson doesn't trip over it. And the pop-up right back to the pitcher for out number one on pitch number one. Oh, we told you that Gary Cuck was out watching some baseball. We see Luke Strege out enjoying some baseball this afternoon as well. Coach Strege coaching the Mineral Area College men's basketball team. Anyelo Marte, the designated hitter from the Dominican Republic, stepping in from the right side, takes a look at a first pitch strike from Johnson.
Yeah, I didn't see Luke sneak in over there.
Yeah. He was quiet about it. Hey, look, it's the speaker clan out to enjoy some baseball. Here's a slow roller up the middle now. The shortstop Welter comes on, makes the play with the left hand, and fires across. Terrific play by the shortstop Welter right there on the 6-3 putout. Two up and two down in the inning.
They made the trip from Kansas, huh?
Yeah, longtime Cimarron High School baseball coach Jerry Speaker right there.
There you go. There you go. Coming out to see how the game has changed since he's been there, huh?
Yeah. He had a pretty decent center fielder and a pretty decent third baseman that grew up in his house. Third baseman was probably, to be honest.
Your sister was pretty good?
Yeah. My brother was good. I was just going to say, to be honest, the third baseman probably a little better even. Swing and a miss by Fear State just behind it.
Did you have a sister or just brother?
Just a brother, yeah. And then on the way home from every game, Mom would have the stats done by the time we got home. It was a family operation.
There you go. Nice.
Fear Stake swings through, fouls it off to the left side. I told him, I said, Mineral Area College is pretty fun to watch. They were in town for Easter. I said, come on out and watch a little baseball. I said, you don't even have to listen to my play-by-play. Just come out and watch. Apparently, they opted for the first instead of the second.
There you go.
That's fine. 3-2 lead, though, for Three Rivers right here. Fear Stake puts a charge into one. This is going to the right center gap. Thomas backing up, nearing the wall, and makes the play. That ball traveling once again, but Fear Stake, the third out of the inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the Mineral Area College offense. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. Three Rivers back for the top of the third. That'll be Fakuri, Campbell, and Mejia on the other side of this one-minute timeout right here on KRAI.
Midwest Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about, with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
Great day for baseball. Come on out and see Mineral Area College. See if they can complete the four-game sweep. Yesterday, a 3-2 win in game number one, a 14-9 victory in game number two, and a win that Mineral Area College scored 12 runs in the ninth inning. They come back and post the W down the road to Poplar Bluff. Jim, as we take a look at the Region 16 standings, Mineral Area College is actually positioned right now sixth out of nine teams. But the schedule actually works out for them pretty well. They win the first two games over Three Rivers, now have two more against Three Rivers, and four yet to play against North Central, who's in the bottom of Region 16. And the two teams above Mineral Area College right now, St. Louis and St. Charles, they have to play each other. So you know one of them's going to be losing, and maybe both. So
there you go.
A chance anyway to move up. Mac would love to get in the top four anyway, and that way they could at least host that sub-region.
Yeah, and then they got a huge weekend coming up. They're going to North Central, so hopefully they can win two there or four there, and then they're going right from North Central to Maple Woods. They're going to play that two games that got rained out here earlier in the year.
So you're talking about from this point forward, by the time the end of Monday rolls around, that'll be eight games, a chance for Max to put 19 victories up in Region 16. And Well, you don't count them all, but you're saying a chance to maybe roll into the postseason. And there's a little bloop over the top of second base that Bleckley goes back for and makes the play. A little pop up behind second.
Yeah, so the harder part of their schedule was on the front end of the region. So,
you know, a lot of optimism too whenever they go to Crowder and split with the Rough Riders, who've been ranked in the top 10 most of the season.
Wonder where that pitch was.
But then the sweep by St. Charles, you know, and you don't feel quite as good.
Yeah.
So it's been a little up and down.
Yeah. And I've talked to, you know, several ADs already and several coaches saying that this thing's wide open. Anybody can beat anybody any given day. That's what's crazy about Region 16 this year. You know, obviously you got Jeffco and Crowder, but they're not unbeatable.
Mm-hmm.
By no means.
There's a ball driven to the left center gap. Riley Perks is chasing, and a backhanded grab. Tremendous play by the left fielder. He probably went 30 yards to make that catch. Great play by Riley Perks.
That was an outstanding play. I thought Fearstake was going to call him off, but he didn't. So Perks, you know, traveled right to it. Look, he went a long way for that ball.
Center fielder gets precedence on any ball, but I think Caleb noticed perhaps that Perks had a bead on it, you know, and looked like he was running and had read it very well. So here's the pitch, and that time, I mean, he backed out, and the pitch comes through for a strike. So Middle Valley College went down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the second, and the Raiders here on the top of the third pop out and fly out, and here's Mejia. And Mejia swings and bloops this one out to left field. This one's just going to hang up there for Perks. And Perks said, well, I made my money by chasing the ball down in the gap last time. This time I'll just settle under the fly ball and take a few steps and make the play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. A 3-2 lead for the Three Rivers Raiders. No scoring in the second inning. We're going to the bottom of the third now. It'll be Hicks, Perks, and Pryor. The three up for Mineral Area College on the other side of this one-minute timeout right here on KREI.
Gilster Mary Lee is hiring CDL drivers. They train those without experience and hire experienced drivers year-round. They will consider drivers 18 to 20 for a local position. Tuition reimbursement is offered for driving academies. Gilster has a private fleet with a terminal in southeast Missouri. Drivers are home weekly, earn hub miles, downtime, and unloading pay. Christmas vacation and holiday bonus rounds out the pay package. Low-cost insurance with prescription and access to the company store for discounted grocery shopping. Gilster Mary Lee is also accepting owner-operator applications for round-trip loads. Miles are paid equally. Downtime is paid and no-touch freight. They offer their fuel card for discounted purchases of fuel and parts. Easy Pass and Pre-Pass are available, and there's plenty of volume. Earn a living as a driver and still be home for those quality family experiences. They have schedule stability, a stress-free environment, and a dependable paycheck. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371 or find them online or talk with one of their many drivers.
A 3-2 lead for Three Rivers as Mineral Area College comes up to the plate in the bottom of the third inning. This is Liam Hicks, who deposited his 12th homer of the year outside of the right field fence in his first at-bat, a two-run jack for him in the bottom of the first inning that made it a 3-2 game. So he's driven in all the runs for Mineral Area College so far. Liam hitting .473 on the season, and his slugging percentage is at .880, puts him in the top seven in the country.
Look at the flag now.
What's it doing blowing right?
I don't know.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
This is weird.
Here's the pitch. It's a fastball. Hicks stays off of it and looks at it for the first ball. No, he was up in the count. Three balls and no strikes there.
That's a good choice.
And here comes the next, another fastball.
Ooh, tried to turn on that one.
Hicks dug in and tried to yank it to the right side and fouled it off.
Yeah, you ever seen the wind fly out to right field?
I'm trying to think. Probably not. And here comes a fastball high, and Hicks, well, even a guy that hits .470, a leadoff walk is still good.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, just get out there and see if Perks can move you around. Riley hit a fly ball to center field, Jim, and it was a step away from the ball when he put a charge into that one in the first inning.
Yeah. I'm telling you that today's going to be a weird day.
Well, you've already said, and it's on record, we can play it back. You thought it was going to take at least 12 runs to win this game.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
It's a 3-2 lead right now for Three Rivers. Cameron Johnson pitcher. He walked Hicks, and he throws a strike right at the knees against Perks here. Riley hitting from the left side. Sophomore from Ontario. Riley had a good day yesterday. 3 hits and 8 at-bats. He had a double and a homer as well in that doubleheader victory for Mineral Area College. Swings through a fastball and fouls it back to the screen.
Good swing right there.
Perks, as we said, flew out to center field, and his only other at-bat, Tyreek Thomas, ran it down. Tyreek made that play up against the wall, but
Tyreek stepped in front of the wall. I mean,
yeah.
Right there.
Here comes the pitch, and it's a curveball. Boy, that was a dandy, too. That thing had a hump back and came through for the strikeout for Perks.
Yeah, that was a good pitch. You know, just kept feeding them away, and then threw that bender on the outside half and just froze them.
He did. That was well done. Jake Pryor singled in the first inning. Jake hitting from the left side. Runner at first, Hicks, is a leadoff man. And there's the fastball right at the belt for the strike on Pryor. Pryor has walked more than he struck out this year. 23 walks, 21 strikeouts for him. That's what you want all your hitters to have. Ratio on the right side. Pryor, sophomore out of Arcadia Valley, and this is a guy that came in and was inserted into the lineup as a freshman. His bat was just too good to keep him out.
That's right. You know, he's doing a good job. I mean, he's gotten a lot stronger, too, since he's been in high school. You can see it right there just in his body, how strong he's gotten, and swinging the bat really well.
Takes a look at a fastball up and away this time. Fukuri had to dive out to keep it in front. And 3 balls and a strike for Jake Pryor. Pryor had a well-struck line drive for a single in the first. And here comes the pitch, and it's way up and away. And once again, Fukuri having to jump just to keep that one in front. Runners now at first and second. A pair of walks in the inning for Cameron Johnson.
That pitch wasn't even close. He threw 2 pitches right there to Jake that – they weren't even close. not even in the same zip code.
Non-competitive pitches, I guess you could say.
No. It was weird.
A 3-2 lead for Three Rivers. Mineral Area College, though, with 2 runners on here in the bottom of the third inning. And a swing by Thomas, who really got out in front of that one and fouled it back.
And that pitch was up also. I don't know why he jumped out at it. You know, it could be ball one. But other than that, it's a high pitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to stay off those.
Runner at second, runner at first, curveball that time by Johnson. And as we said, maybe shouldn't have swung on the first pitch. A nice job by Dylan that time of laying off of it.
Exactly.
Had some good late movement that time on the deuce. Johnson taking a glance back at second base, comes with the fastball, and Thomas times him out well, but fouled it off to the left side. A ball and 2 strikes for Dylan here. Dylan singled in the first inning. He was wiped off the base pass, though, by a fielder's choice after that. Johnson working quickly from the stretch. Great job by Dylan to keep the bat back. He just did.
Tough pitch right there.
That was closer than the first curveball we saw.
Exactly.
2 balls and 2 strikes with 1 away, 2 on. Hitter is Dylan Thomas. And Max trailing by just a run, 3-2. We're in the bottom of the third inning. The kick and the pitch by Johnson, and a little slider that time. He really felt like he had Thomas that time. Did you see him make a fist and wince? He was like, I thought I had him there.
Yeah.
And Dylan Thomas stays in the count.
He did a great job fouling that. That's a tough pitch to foul off. Pitch was down, kept going down, and he just got a piece of it.
So Dylan with another chance here. The count remains 2-2. Dylan trying to bring around Liam Hicks over at second base, and hopefully move Jake Pryor, who's over at first. And here comes the pitch, fastball. This one bombed sky high. And the shortstop stepping in just in front of second base. It's the old ground rule double. Winston Welter caught it and then dropped it right in front of the runner at second base, Liam Hicks. And the official says, now we got the out.
That's right.
Why not? Why not?
Why not try, right?
How about a 2-out knock here by Tommy Van de Sanden? That's what we need. Tommy reached base, but not cleanly. He reached on a fielder's choice in the first. Banda setting inning at 303 on the year. Takes a look at a fastball just below his knees for a ball. A freshman out of the Netherlands. Banda Center was 0 for 3 in the first game yesterday, but in the second game his bat came alive. He was 3 for 5 with a run and an RBI. How about an RBI right here, Tommy? Here's the kick and the pitch, and It's a fastball way upstairs. And it got by the batter, and it got by the catcher, and everybody advances. And Van de Sanden now has runners waiting for him on second and third.
Yep. Base hit takes the lead for the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. That one just flat got away from Johnson. We've seen probably three pitches in this inning. Really get away from him.
Yeah, he's having a little trouble locating.
Here's a fastball. Van de Sanden drives this one out to right field. Sends the right fielder back. It gets by Clayton. One run coming in. We're tied at three. Two runs coming in. And Mineral Area College jumps on top 4-3 on a two-run double by Tommy Van de Sanden. The Sandman doing it again.
The Sandman comes through again, doesn't he? Wow. That ball was just laced into the left center gap. So
two RBIs for Van de Sanden.
Right center.
There you go. Sixth double for Van de Sanden on the year. RBIs number 30 and 31 for Tommy, and Mineral Area College leads 4-3. Well, that's a timely hit. You know, we talked to Coach we talked to Jordan, and we also talked to Blake about, you know, the fact when they had lost 9 of 10 games, it was a timely hit that they needed.
Exactly.
A hit exactly like that.
Yep. Two out hits wins you ball games. You know, I used to stress that a lot. Right there, you can see. Take the lead.
So Van de Sanden with a two-out double right there, plating two, and Mineral Area College is on top, 4-3. This is Jared Jones to the plate now, hitting in the 7-hole for Mineral Area College. Reached on a fielder's choice in his only other at-bat in the first inning. He's got Van de Sanden, though, running at second base right now. And here comes the pitch, a fastball that Jones pulls down the left field line and foul. Jones has driven in 14 on the year. Three driven in yesterday for Jared. In the second game, he was 1 for 1 with a double. He drove in three. So also had a sacrifice included in there. One ball, two strikes for Jones. Hitting from the right side. It's the right-handed throwing Cameron Johnson. Johnson with the runner at second base, Van de Sanden, throws the deuce right by Johnson. He swings and misses for the third out of the inning. And Mineral Area College is coming up with two runs. They do it on only one hit. No errors in the inning, and one man is left on base. But the big knock is the two-out, two RBI double by Tommy Van de Sanden, and Mac jumps on top 4-3. We're back with the top of the fourth inning, and for the Three Rivers Raiders, it'll be the bottom of the order. Clayton, Thomas, and Welter. We'll do that in 1 minute right here on KREI.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
For Mineral Area College on your Parkland Healthmark Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Healthmark Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Two out, two RBI double by Tommy Van de Sanden helped Mineral Area College push ahead 4-3. So three runs in the top of the first inning, but Cole Allen has come in and, well, done his job, Jim Gerwitz.
Yes, he has. You know, like he did the last time we seen him, he's come in and done a great job for us. And, you know, just pounding the zone. You know, in and out, up, down, he's been all over the place, but he's been in the zone, and that's what happens.
He has not allowed a run. Now, there was a run allowed while he was pitching, but that was the responsibility of the starter, Marcus Ramos.
Exactly.
So, yes, a run did score, and he didn't get a hold on that particular runner, but that doesn't go against him. So, a 4-3 lead for Mineral Area College, just as Kyle Clayton. Clayton flew out to center field in his only other plate appearance back in the first inning. Allen, little breaker, started at the shoulder, comes down to the mitt for Orlean Hicks, and that's through for a strike on Clayton. Clayton hitting 263 on the year. He was 1-for-6 yesterday over the doubleheader. And he just stays with this off-speed delivery. Kind of slowed down his swing. Ground ball to the right side. Jones scoops it up at first and steps on the bag for the outs.
Very nice play by Jones, yeah. Bodying up, taking it, making sure that ball wasn't going to squeak through.
Six straight retired for Cole Allen.
That's what you like to see as a coach. Have your bullpen come in and do the job for you.
You know, I think you could use Cole Allen in about any situation. Don't you think? I mean, he's that type of pitcher.
Yeah. Because we've been that good for us, yeah. So you could.
he's gone long relief, which makes you think, yeah, he could start.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, he can come in and shut something down in a pinch, too, so he could close for you. I mean, he could really be a good, well-rounded pitcher. Throws this one by Thomas. Tyreek, a strikeout victim back in the second. He went down looking, and now here's a curveball that Thomas tried to throw his bat at and fouled it up and over the screen. So no balls and two strikes for Tyreek Thomas. I'm not sure if Tyreek Thomas would have to get a hit all year for me to continue to play him in center field. I love how the kid looks out there in center field.
He does a good job.
He'll stop some runs for you now. Here comes Allen swinging a miss, and Thomas goes down in strikeout fashion for the second time this ball game and the second out of the fourth inning for Three Rivers. Third strikeout for Cole Allen. And Cole has walked two. He walked the very first hitter that he saw, and then he walked the number nine hitter, Welter, back in the second inning. So three punch outs and two free passes for Cole in the ballgame so far.
But he's retired eight straight.
Mm-hmm. Well, seven straight, I believe. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven straight so far.
That's right. Yep. I didn't see the base hit there.
Single in the second there. Going to make it eight right here. That's the plan.
There you go. There you go.
4-3 lead for Mac. Allen working from the stretch, as is custom. Curveball that didn't, and leaves it up and away. Liam Hicks giving him the old mitt flip, saying everything's all right. Bring it in here, and we'll do it the next time. Two balls and no strikes for Winston Welter, who, as we said, walked last time up. And now he's got a three ball and no strike count once again. Welter hitting 224 on the year. Now, he wasn't a 224 hitter yesterday. He got four hits and seven tries yesterday. So, a terrific day for him yesterday.
Four straight. Unlike that.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike that for Cole right there.
And now he's got three walks and three strikeouts. And he walks the number nine hitter two times in a row.
Mm.
Back to the top, Zane Wallace. Zane's on base 2-for-2, got hit by a pitch, and then he singled in the second. So Zane now hitting above 260 on the year.
Walking those guys late in the lineup, that could be dangerous.
Either to start an inning or, as you said, late in the lineup when some of the big sticks come back up. Nifty curveball by Allen that time, though. A little freeze ball as Wallace. Take a look at that one for a strike. Wallace has driven in 12 on the year.
I think Liam's glove just broke.
That stinks. Must have had one of those Canadian mitts. I'm just kidding. I don't even know what that means. He's just from Canada. So he goes and gets another piece of rawhide. Says this feels all right. Now, will they give him a warm-up pitch with a new mitt?
No.
No?
They might, but I doubt it.
Can you ask for one?
I guess, if you wanted one.
Did you ever break a catcher's mitt?
No.
No?
No. I always kept mine well-oiled.
That's good. And the runner is off, and Hicks fires down to second base. Can't get there in time. Oh, he slid off the back of the bag, and he got him. How about that? Winston Welter was in safe, but he slid off the back of the bag, and Tommy Van de Sanden kept the mitt on him, and he's out. And so in the inning, Cole Allen faces the minimum with no runs, no hits, no errors. And now, nobody left after the walk to Welter. Great job by Van de Sanden by keeping the mitt on him as he slid past the bag. Mineral Area College leads 4-3. We go to the bottom of the order with Bleckley Amarte, then back to the top with Fear Steak. We'll do that in a minute on KREI.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carsh Boulevard in Farmington.
Our weather radar watches the skies over Missouri's Parkland. We'll tell you what it sees right here on AM 800 KREI Farmington. Here's Mark Potosi.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
I'm wondering if Drew Bleckley helps the groundskeeping crew, because he knew exactly how the grass played. First pitch, bunt attempt. He pushes it past the pitcher, Johnson, and then the ball just puts on the brakes as it got toward the shortstop, Welter, and Bleckley runs it out for a bunt single to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. Did that just right.
It was a great, great piece of bunting, basically. Yeah. Heck, he put it right where nobody was.
Anyelo Marte, the number 9 hitter. Boy, just, you know, bottom of the order, just get on base. Just find me out there. Fiersteak and Hicks kind of lurking out there at the top of the order. A lot of times you'll have your big boppers third and fourth, but their average is so good, too, that they can also set the table and drive in runs. And I kind of like how Blake Jones has them at the top of the order, Fiersteak and Hicks.
I do, too. I think that's a great concept. You know, you want your best two hitters to get as many at-bats as they can.
And there's a fastball that Marte just got under, fouled it back and over the screen. And it's not like they're guys that are, you know, home run or strikeout guys. I mean,
no.
they're home run guys. They're run-producing guys, but they're also high-average guys.
Yep.
Well, you're two best, in fact.
Doubles, triples, they'll do it all.
There's a pickoff move back to first. Bleckley dives in safely.
They can bunt if they have to, too.
Mm-hmm.
Fiersteak's got enough wheels that he can bunt and put it down.
And Hicks even runs well.
Yeah.
Not for a catcher. Runs well, period.
He does.
A 4-3 lead for Mack. Runner at first base. Cameron Johnson, the pitcher, 4-3 Rivers. Mineral Area College already taking the first two games of this series on the road yesterday. 3-2 victory in the first game, and then 12 runs in the top of the ninth to win 14-9 in the second game yesterday. Fastball high. Two balls and two strikes for Anyelo Marte. Marte hitting 208 on the year, and he was a ground-out victim to the shortstop back in the second inning. Runner at first, here's Bleckley. Bleckley, medium lead. Pitch is a fastball and gets by Marte for the strikeout. Swing and a miss by Anyelo. First out of the inning.
Anyelo was getting his money's worth there, wasn't he?
He took a hack, man.
He didn't choke up and just try to put it in play. He was swinging it, wasn't he?
He made an argument about it.
He wasn't getting cheated at that.
Whew. Was that what breeze was just a second ago? Here's Fiersteak. Fiersteak. Looks at a first pitch high. This is up and away. I'm telling you, Fakuri has had to almost leave his feet about four or five times just to keep runners staying put.
Exactly. It's interesting because he's been pretty much around the zone, but then he's like five or six pitches just been out of his own way.
Fiersteak drives this one down the right field line, and he keeps it in play. Caleb turning and burning for second base. Digging for third is Bleckley. He'll stop there with Hicks coming to the plate. It's a stand-up double for Fiersteak, and Mineral Area College now with runners at second and third with one of the best hitters in the country coming to the plate. One out, bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, that ball was crushed right there.
Oh.
Stayed on top and went right over the first baseman's head, right into the corner. Great piece of hitting there.
That was a laser beam. And now the Three Rivers coach is going to make that walk to the mound. Is it going to be one where they take the ball from him?
Nah, I think they're just going to talk to him.
Yep. What are you saying, old coach?
He's saying, hey, get the ball down the zone. Don't leave it up to this guy. And make him hit your pitch because he's probably the best hitter in the region.
Yeah.
Let him get himself out. if you walk them, you walk them. The base is open.
I was just going to say, it wouldn't be, if you're thinking about Three Rivers' perspective, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to put Hicks on here.
Don't give him anything to hit. Pitch to him.
Would this be one of those intentional, non-intentional
exactly.
walk situations?
See if you can get him to nibble something. You know, pitch him away. Just don't give him anything he can turn on.
Problem with Hicks is he's also, he's a red-hot fire stick, but he's also a disciplined hitter.
Yeah.
28 walks, 14 strikeouts on the year. So
that's what I'm saying.
He doesn't get himself out very often. Runners of second and third. Mineral Area College on top, 4-3. Liam Hicks hitting from the left side. Fastball up and away. And it's hard to know with Johnson whether that was an intentional location or not.
Yeah, we've seen that in the past couple innings of this catcher diving all over the place.
So here comes Johnson, the kick and the pitch. Fastball, I guess just out.
He's not going to give him anything to hit.
4-3 lead for Mineral Area College. Liam Hicks hitting from the left side. 2-0 count, and Hicks pops this one up. This is behind third base, shortstop giving chase. Welter gets over there along the line, makes the play. And for Johnson, he's got to be breathing a sigh of relief right now. Hicks pops out to the shortstop behind the third baseman, and now two away in the inning with Riley Perks coming to the plate.
Yeah.
I would have taken a bet that Hicks, if he got pitched, he was going to drive in a run right there somehow.
Yeah.
Whether he was safe or not, somehow I think he would have found a way to get that run in and didn't do it.
Great job by Three Rivers right there,
mm-hmm.
getting the best hitter out.
So this is Perks hitting from the left side. Still runners at second and third, and the curveball's in there for a strike.
Yeah, Perks struck out last time on that same pitch right there.
He did. Struck out looking. Fly down in the first, 0-2 today, 292 on the year, fastball swung late, and now he's down nothing in two, and two away here in the bottom of the fourth. It's a big spot for Three Rivers.
Man, you got right here, you just got to choke up and pull something to the second baseman and get you a run. You know, choke up on the bat, turn one over, hit it on the ground to the second baseman.
Maybe by the second baseman with two away in the inning.
Oh, there is two outs. Heck, where'd they get? Oh, we had the strikeout.
Yep.
Marte struck out, and then we had Hicks.
Hicks pops up.
That's right. So we need another two-out hit here.
That'd be all right. Ball and two strikes.
I got mixed up when the Three Rivers coach went out to talk to him.
Keep your head in the game.
I know. Smack me in the back of the head. Reset.
That one's up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Two away and two runners aboard for Mineral Area College with a 4-3 lead. Cameron Johnson working from the windup. Kicks, fires, swing and a miss. And the catcher doesn't grab it, but Perks gives himself up as he heads back to his own dugout. So a great job by Cameron Johnson. He gets one of the deadliest hitters in the country to pop out to the shortstop. And then he strikes out Riley Perks. Mineral Area College had it all set up with runners at second and third and only one away. They couldn't bring anybody around. No runs coming in for Mack in the inning on two hits. No errors and two men, unfortunately, are left on base. We go to the top of the fifth, and we'll go to the top of the Raiders' order with Wallace, Rodriguez, and Reading. We'll do that in 1 minute right here on Super Talk 800.
Hi, neighbor. Hey, I noticed the new landscaping around your yard. Looks nice.
Hey, thanks. We're doing some home improvements, and we did it all with Potosi Lumber.
Really?
We replaced cabinets, added new carpets, put in storm doors, customized replacement windows, and more.
It's time for home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Do you have a passion for coaching? Have you ever wanted to run your own fitness facility? This fall, turn your love for sports into an exciting career with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Learn everything from the psychology and business of sports to the care and prevention of injuries. Sports management is a rapidly growing field and can provide you with a lucrative career path. Do something that you are passionate about with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Call now at 573-431-4593 to get started.
Great ball game, a 4-3 score right now, or through four. First one out here at the Howl, scheduled for 7. We're in the top of the fifth now. Three Rivers scoring 3 runs in the top of the first inning. But Jim Gerwitz, Cole Allen, as we've seen him do his last 3 starts, zeros, man, once he got in there. It was a good call, apparently, by Ryan Virgink. He didn't like what he saw from the starter, Marcus Ramos. He says, Cole Allen, you're in after one out in the top of the first.
Yep, they said, hey, you're my guy. Get out there and do it. And he's done it like we've seen him do before, you know, against Jeffco. And, you know, just coming in, did a great job shutting down Three Rivers.
Leadoff hitter Zane Wallace. And Allen throws a fastball right by him there. Our Parkland Health Pharmacy scoreboard smiling right now. A 4-3 lead for Mac. Parkland Health Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Mineral Area College is taking the first two games of this series yesterday at Poplar Bluff. Still a long way to go in this one, but the good guy's out front by a run anyway.
On a huge hit by the Sandman.
Yeah, Tommy Vandesana with a two-out, two RBI double to put Mac out front. Boy, I really did think Mac was going to stretch the lead there with Liam Hicks at the plate, one down, and runners at second and third. For Liam, it probably is unfair that he's been so successful. You expect everything from the guy, you know, right. And that's probably not fair.
That's exactly right. You've seen him do so much at the beginning of the season that, you know, it's kind of disappointing if he makes him out.
Right. It's like, what's he doing getting out? And here's a ball that's hit off the end of the bat over to left field. The shortstop, Vandesana, going out and making the play. He dove and slid and backhanded it. A tremendous play by Tommy Vandesana, who continues to have a spectacular outing this afternoon here at Hal Lowry Field.
Yeah, nobody was going to get to that but Tommy. Perks had no chance of getting to that ball. So what a heck of a play by the Sandman.
Oh, terrific catch by Vandesana. You're not going to see that every day. What a play by Vandesan. He's got the biggest hit of the game, and so far he's got the best defensive play.
Yes, there you go.
Great job by Vandesan.
You got the drive of the game and the play of the game. It there
does.
You go. So far, I think we're going to have to go with that.
I think last time out he turned a double play, and he also had a run-scoring single. He kind of blooped over the shortstop. He's really starting to get it done for this Mineral Area College team. This one's fouled right above our heads down the first base line. By John Rodriguez. Rodriguez struck out a couple of times already, trying to avoid that hat trick. Played with a guy one time that struck out 10 times in a row. We had to come up with a creative name for it, but that I can't use on the radio, by the way.
You have to tell me it.
Here's the pitch for Allen. This one's driven into the right center gap. Pryor going back. Fierstate going back. And this one rolls to the wall. Pryor picks it up, fires it back into second base. And Rodriguez, after striking out twice, has a one-out double here in the top of the fifth.
That ball was hit well.
It was. 13th double of the year for John Rodriguez. This is
Reese Weeding. 13 doubles. You said he had 5 home runs. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad for a two-hole hitter.
.648 average on the year. He didn't play yesterday. I don't exactly know why.
Huh.
Didn't have any numbers for him yesterday.
Did you call the flyby over this afternoon?
You know,
they've been practicing the last couple.
And they've been above the clouds. We haven't seen them, but we hear them. Last time we had a fighter jet doing some exercises.
That's what we got. They've been out the last couple weeks because I was at softball over there in Park Hills with our girls' softball, and you could see them flying around up there making all that noise.
I used to, when I was in high school, I farmed, and it was right along one of those B-1 bomber routes. They're practice runs, and you could see B-1 bombers screaming right over the top of your field out there when I was doing some farming. Cole Allen on the hill for Mineral Area College. Curveball, this one getting away from Hicks. I think it actually went off the umpire's shin guard and then bounced over to the right side. And now with one away and a runner at third, the Raiders are 90 feet away from tying this one up.
What kind of farming did you do?
Oh, did some Milo and soybeans, built some terraces. Got some,
whose farm was it?
Brought in some wheat. It was Mr. Legg's farm.
Mr. Legg's.
Mm-hmm. George Legg. Good guy.
So you're just like his helper, huh?
Here's a kick in the pitch and a ground ball over to second base. Bleckley does grab it and fire to first for the out, but that does bring in the run. John Rodriguez comes across the plate to tie this game at 4, and Reese Reading has himself another RBI. He had a 2-run homer in the first. He's got RBI number 3 right there on the ground ball to the right side.
Good piece of hitting right there. Just roll it over. That's what I was talking about last inning, what we needed to do. And
and we'd be up 5-4 right now. You're right.
You hit that little weak ground ball to the second baseman and scores a run every time.
This is Nick Ficuri. He's the most dangerous hitter on this team. Nick hitting .408 on the year. Well, he's above that now. He's at .410 with the double in the first inning. puts him in the top 50 in the country. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball, and this one's fouled down the first baseline.
Big, strong kid, too.
He is, and compact.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike, two away. Top of the fifth. We're tied at four.
He looks like a linebacker.
Definitely does. And he drives this one to right field. He backs up Jake Pryor. Now Jake steadies himself. He comes in a step and makes the play. Fly ball to right field, and the out is made, but one run coming in on one hit. It was a double by Rodriguez that got it started. A ground ball moves him to third and then brings him in for the score, and we're all tied at four. No errors, and nobody's left on base. Brand new ball game. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Mineral Area College tries to break back on top. It'll be Pryor, Thomas, and Van de Sanden. The three scheduled hitters when we come back in 1 minute right here on KREI.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
And I are still reminiscing about my teammate that struck out 10 times in a row at one point.
And then hit a big jack.
And then hit a home run, yeah. Here's Pryor. Jake, he's 2 for 2 on base and 1 for 1 at the dish, a single and a walk, scored the fourth run of the ball game in the third. We're tied at 4.
Oh.
And Pryor hammers this one out to right field. Clayton scoots back, but he's got room and makes the play.
Jake kind of took his hand off the bat there. He kind of swing with one arm there, and that when he made contact with the bat, his backhand fell off the bat. Yeah. It's weird.
Here's Dylan Thomas. Dylan's 1 for 2.
He's out front of that a little bit too.
Thomas singled in the first, and then he popped out to the shortstop back in the third. Cameron Johnson has gone the distance for Three Rivers. And Mineral Area College scored 2 in the first, 2 more in the third. Well, if the pattern holds, they'll score 2 here. This one's driven hard to left field. Dylan Thomas got into it. Big turn at first base. He's going to dig hard for second. There'll be a play. And they say what? Safe. I don't know why they built so much drama there, but they did. The umpire watched him for about 8 seconds. And then waves him safe. Nice dig by Dylan Thomas. First of all, very good hit. Struck hard out to left field. In fact, I thought Palmer, the left fielder, got to it pretty quick, wow. Jim, and yeah. Got it in a hurry. And that was just kind of bang, bang all the way around.
When it first came off the bat, you know, I was like, oh, that's a double easy all day long. And then their outfielder got to it really quick. And I was like, uh-oh, there's a chance he's going to get him.
I've been impressed with their center fielder and left fielder at how quickly they get to balls. And we're going to have a pitching change now. Cameron Johnson, well, as we said, had thrown the entire way so far. He'll leave this ball game now having thrown 4 1/3. We'll tell you the numbers on him. He'll still be responsible for Thomas out at second base. We'll tell you who the new pitcher is coming up. We're tied at 4 in the bottom of the fifth inning. We're back in a minute right here on KREI.
Mario's Italian Farmington serves the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pastas, calzones, strombolis, salads, and sub sandwiches. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. Get Mario's full menu online at mariositalia.com. You'll be satisfied with all the choices Mario's has to offer. Dine in or have it delivered or have them cater your next special event. Open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started. Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the fish.
Hey, what kind of music
is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now two for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
Well, Cameron Johnson leaves the ballgame having thrown 4 1/3, gave up 7 hits. So far, 4 runs. He still is responsible for Dylan Thomas, who doubled out there at second base. Struck out 4, and he did walk 3. Our pitching change brought to you by Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all, located on Walker Drive in Farmington. It's Braden Cox coming in for Cameron Johnson. And Braden Cox with a 6.99 ERA. He's throwing 28 1/3 innings for Three Rivers, and he starts off Vandesana with a fastball high. The opposition has hit 356 against him this year. He's struck out 25, and he's walked only 8, so a good ratio from that perspective. Cox will be around the zone apparently, but well, the opposition hitting the ball against him. This time, this one's in a little bit on Vandesana, and 2 balls and a strike for Tommy.
Let's see if the same man can come through again.
Well, he sure did last time, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
It was a 2-out, 2-RBI double by him in the third to give Mac their 3rd and 4th runs. And we're tied right now at 4 apiece. So he put Mac in the lead last time. Let's see if he can do the same right here. Runner at second base is Dylan Thomas. Off-speed delivery high. Take a walk to Vandesanden. 3 for 5 in the second game yesterday. A run and an RBI. 1 for 2 today so far. Let's see if he'll be taking here. That one's right down Main Street. Get me over fastball. And now Vandesanden will lock back in. Tommy hitting from the right side, right-handed throwing Braden Cox.
Is there a Main Street in the town you grew up
in? I thought it was everywhere.
There ain't one in Florissant where I grew up. Not here, that I can remember. I've never been on Main Street.
Here comes the pitch. It's a roller to the shortstop. And the shortstop going to hop it in and throws it by the first baseman. And coming around to score, this is Dylan Thomas to put Mac on top. 5-4, Vandesanden out to second base on the air. And Tommy won't get credit for the RBI, Jim, but you put it in play and good things can happen.
Yeah, it looked like the shortstop came up with it nice and clean, but he just kind of just spiked it into the ground right in front of the first baseman. Couldn't handle it.
It was a really tough play for that. I know the first baseman, he has to be an infielder too, but that was a really tough hop. It was one of those in-between hops.
Yep.
It makes it really hard, and Mac leads 5-4.
If he would have made the play, it would have been an outstanding play.
Yeah, surely would have. But Mac leads 5-4.
There we go.
On the unearned run. So Cox, or rather Johnson, does give up the 5th run, but that one's unearned. You can close the book on him now. A swing and a miss by Jared Jones that time. His head was stretched out over the mountains beyond the left field fence that time. He's hoping the ball would have followed, but it did not. No balls and a strike for Jones. Off speed, outside. Vandesanden standing at second base. Dylan Thomas with that big double. Came around to score the run on the error by the shortstop. First error of the ball game by either side. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Jones, boy, he was on it.
He's on it again.
Fouled it up and over the fence.
Straight back.
Jones 0 for 2 today. Reached on a fielder's choice. Struck out in the third. Jared with 3 RBIs in the second game yesterday. Keep that trend moving. Jared with an open stance. He'll close it once the pitch starts coming. And there's a curveball that Cox drops in for the strikeout. Boy, that was. And Jones goes down looking that time. 2 outs in the inning. Pryor flew out to right field to start the inning. And then the double by Thomas, the error, as Vandesanden put it in play. And this is Drew Bleckley, who reached on a dandy bunt last time he was up. Here comes the pitch. Fastball up. 5-4 lead for Mac. Scheduled for 7. We're in the bottom of the 5th. And Cole Allen's been dealing for Mineral Area College. He came in with only 1 out in the top of the 1st inning, relieving the starter for Mineral Area College, Marcus Ramos. Cox takes a little break, walks around the hill, gets back up, takes a look at a sign. And Bleckley steps in, 1 for 2 today. Bleckley popped out to the pitcher in the second inning. This time the slider gets under his bat.
It's a good pitch, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that slider's dandy.
He hits from the right side. We watched that from the first base line, so we could see that pitch really well. better than he could.
Yeah. That pitch is dandy.
Two balls and one strike against Bleckley. Here's the kick and the pitch, and Bleckley lines this one to the left side. Wallace, the third baseman, looked like he had a bead on it, and it went. Oh, it almost looked like it went right through his mitt. And Van de Sanden comes around to score. Mineral Area College on top now, 6-4.
I think he thought it was hit harder than it really was. You know, he kind of looked like he was swatting at flies and went right through his glove.
It did. It looked like it went right through him.
You can't give it an error, but
it should have been caught. It's a hit that should have been caught.
Exactly.
And probably you don't give that an error, but if you're the coach, they say, son, you got to catch that ball.
Good Lord, it just looked weird, didn't it? So, it looked like he had it, and then it went right through his glove.
It was right at him. Yeah. And it wasn't really one of those laser beams down the third base line.
Hey, we'll take it, though, right?
You're darn right.
We'll take that
Max,
run.
Max scores on an error. Now Bleckley takes off before the pitch is ever thrown, and it gets himself thrown out going to second base. That one going 1-6. And now Bleckley, well, good job by Drew to hit it hard, but he removes the chance of scoring again. Mineral Area comes through with two runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. They do it on the strength of two hits and also one error. As it turned out, with Bleckley getting picked off, nobody's left on base. We'll go to the top of the sixth, and it'll be Campbell, Mejia, and Clayton. I'll tell you about those young guys on the other side of this 1 minute timeout as Mac leads 6-4.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Invited Eric back in the studio.
Poor Rush team.
Enter Sandman.
That's right. Poor Rush team.
Yeah. Coming up for the Three Rivers Raiders, Palmer Campbell, Robert Mejia, Kyle Clayton, and Mineral Area College Gym that time. They get a run on an error. They get another run on a ball that probably should have been caught. And that's the difference right now, 6-4.
Exactly. You know, the defense is not doing the pitchers any favor for Three Rivers.
I thought Cameron Johnson was pretty solid today.
I thought he did a good job.
Yeah. Braden Cox giving up that final run.
But you see, when they took out the pitcher, you know, then two errors there in that inning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one error and a kind of error.
Right. One error and a ball that I think
should have been an error.
Should have been caught, but you don't really rule an error.
Yeah.
Here's Cole Allen, and he's been fantastic once again. This guy's been nails the last three times we've seen him. Allen came into this ball game with only one out in the top of the first inning. Marcus Ramos had given up a two-run bomb and a double, and Allen has allowed since that time. He's just scattered two singles and a double and given up no runs and just three hits. So he's been fantastic.
He's been outstanding, yes.
We're in the top of the sixth inning. Allen trying to nail this down with six more outs, but this pitch is up and away. And it's a 3-1 count for Palmer Campbell. Campbell 0-for-1, flew out to left field in the third. He did walk in the first inning. Allen kicks, steps, fires, fastball, fouled over the screen, and the count runs full. Three Rivers 22 up and 22 down on their season right now. Just exactly at 500. Mineral Area College, 10 games above 500 at 23-13. Here's the pitch from Allen, another ball that it's caught up with. Jared Jones gives it a good chase, but it does run foul over to the right side. We've seen a few batters really battle Allen with two strikes, but Allen, for his part, most of the time, keeps coming. He has walked three, struck out three as well. He's kept him in the yard, and he's let his defense do the work for the most part. And the defense has come up with some nice plays, in particular Tommy Van de Sanden with a web gem catching a ball going back to left field. Oh, there's your punch out right below the knees. That's where that strike zone has been the entire way, and Campbell goes down looking at that one. That was a pitcher's pitch right there, Jim.
Yeah, that was a good pitch.
Allen tucked that one in right under the knees of Palmer Campbell. And Robert Mejia steps in, freshman out of Tucson, Arizona. Mejia 1-for-2, drove in a run in the first with a single, flew out to left field back in the third. And this time the first offering is low.
I thought the umpire's done a great job back there today.
Me too.
I don't think there's been any questions.
Allen works from the stretch. He does so all the time. This fastball is fouled just back behind the screen, up to the open space behind the field. Where did Mac play before this thing was built, Jim?
Wilson Rozier. You
it
didn't
is.
Know that?
Oh, no,
you
I didn't.
Weren't around, were you then?
I know. Mac usually, there's a ball that pops the mitt just outside. No, we got here in 2011.
Yep, we were at Wilson Rozier is where all our games were until we had this built.
Just love the area. Been a great choice for our family to come here. This one's popped up. Jones just wide of first base. Goes out and takes one little dance step back toward the infield and makes the play. Pop out to first base.
He didn't make it look easy, did he?
He didn't.
But it's an out.
It is. Love this location. Great field. Blake and the guys do such a great job with it. Chad Follis, I know, offers some counsel. The on-staff agronomist there at the college, Dr. Follis. And
yeah, he does a great job with that, with the field. And he's definitely been a positive for us on this field. It looks awesome.
It was just open field here, I'm guessing?
Yeah, there used to be they used to use it as like a practice field. There used to be a backstop down there about 380, where the 380 side.
Right.
We were hitting this way.
Then you hit this way, yeah.
Yes.
Here's the pitch from Allen.
Yep.
Pitch just outside. So when you played here, did you play at Wilson Rozier?
Yeah, we played at Wilson Rozier.
Now
we've always played at Wilson Rozier until we got this field.
Mac used to play a series at Wilson Rozier once every year, but the last couple years they haven't.
Yeah, they usually try to do that. Like next year, we'll probably play Crowder when they come here on that Friday before they play one on Friday, and then they'll play the other. They'll play Saturday, Sunday here.
Allen, fastball high.
They just try to do it just to have it, get some people out to
change it up a little.
Yeah, to the park that normally don't get a chance to see us because we play at 1 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Three balls, no strikes for Clayton. And this one's outside, so Clayton works a two-out walk. I will say that I believe Wilson Rozier is one of the nicest high school baseball facilities in the state. I think it's an absolute gem.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful. Being an old minor league stadium back in the day. And, when we were just fortunate that we got to use it as much as we did. And, so when we moved over here, we kind of wanted to keep that nostalgia and play at least one game or one series over there. But, so we've been doing that the past couple of years. I know it didn't happen this year.
Here's a swing by Thomas. He knocks this one just out behind second base. A good effort by Drew Bleckley to dive for it. But that one was in no man's land. And Bleckley, although he gave a tremendous effort, it was kind of one of those little shots that you couldn't run out there and drop it on the field. And you're better than that if you're Thomas. And now runners at the corners and the potential go-ahead run to the plate. And Winston Welter, the number 9 hitter.
Yeah. There we go. Coach Virginia coming out. Have a little chat. Sun's a little warm now.
Yeah. Cole Allen, I know that Coach Virginia is coming out to talk to him right here, but it's not like they're necessarily hitting him around here. He did walk Clayton, the number 7 hitter, and then Thomas. I mean, he managed to get out there. He just kind of blooped it out there off the inside part of the bat. Coach Virginia says, let's go get one more out here and get to the plate in the bottom of the sixth. A strikeout. And a pop out, the first two hitters here on the top of the sixth. This is Winston Welter. And Winston Welter has walked twice in this ball game. And you want to go after this guy, 224 hitter. Although, yesterday he was 4 out of 7.
Wow.
Go figure, huh? Allen the lefty against Welter the righty. Runners at first and third. Potential tying run over there at first. And that guy can run, Tyreek Thomas. He's got 13 stolen bags on 14 tries this year.
That pitch just missed on the outside half.
I guess so. That was close.
That looked good.
Allen comes set. Taking a look in at Welter. Fires. Welter offers at it. And fouled it up. That could have been high.
Yeah.
Welter, as we said, walked twice so far today. Coming off of a 4-for-7 doubleheader yesterday. So, yes, he hits ninth and a 224 hitter. But any hot hitter is a dangerous hitter. And one ball and one strike for Welter. Cole Allen digging in on the hill here. Plants the foot, fires the arm. Don't know where that was.
Look outside again.
Two balls and one strike for Welter. You don't really want to put this guy on. Get to the top of the order here.
Well, the pitch isn't up and it isn't down, so the only thing there is outside.
It's only one left, right?
And then he swings at that.
There's a fastball just probably between the letters and the belt that time, and he fouled it back and over the screen. So now the count 2-2 with two away and two on, and Mineral Area College up by 2, 6-4.
The two pitches this kid has taken look better than the two he swung at.
Let's see if Allen can get the knockout pitch right here. Here he comes, curveball. That one's in the dirt, smothered by Hicks, and the payoff pitch too.
Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, I would.
The two he swung at were marginal strikes at best, above his hands. And then the two he took were right there.
Big pitch for Cole Allen coming up. Three balls, two strikes, two runners on. And Mineral Area College leading by two. This is the number 9 hitter. Allen strides forward, and it's a ground ball through the left side. A diving Dylan Thomas couldn't get to it. And Welter, doing a tremendous job offensively in this series against Mineral Area College, drives in Kyle Clayton, and we've got a one-run game. Mineral Area College 6 and Three Rivers 5. And we go back to the top of the order now with Wallace. Thomas advances to second base. Welter running at first base now with a RBI single. That number 9 guy has worn Mineral Area College out in this series.
Yeah. It's a good time to get hot, I guess, if you're him. What did you say? He was hitting 200 before he got into this series?
And he's 5-for-8 now in the series.
Good series.
So here's a lefty hitter in Wallace. It's lefty against lefty now. And Allen throws a curveball out and low for a ball. And Mineral Area College hanging on by just a run, 6-5.
I'm going to take a guess here and say if he doesn't get this kid out, I think they're going to be making a pitching change.
Welter now with his 5th RBI in the series.
Wow.
Here in the third game. Allen works from the stretch, glances back to second base, and Hicks tried to frame him up, couldn't do it. Maybe that one a little low. Two balls and no strike.
I have no idea where that's at. It has to be in.
You think the zone has shrunk a little here?
I don't know. It doesn't look up and doesn't look down.
Right.
So it has to be in. It didn't look out.
Allen comes set. Two balls and no strikes for Wallace. And this one well high. And now a 3-0 count for Zane Wallace.
Wow. Cole's been around the zone and just not getting that call.
Yep. He's been close. Webb came in yesterday late twice and did a terrific job.
Is that who's warming up down there now?
I can't see. Here comes Allen. And that's in for a strike. So three balls and now just one strike. And Allen seeing if he can work his way out of this inning. He's given up his first run of the ball game when Clayton scored on the RBI single by the number 9 hitter, Welter.
3-1.
Mm-hmm. Allen coming set.
I'd rather throw to this guy than the guy on deck.
I would too. You've got Rodriguez on deck. He had that ringing double last time he was at the plate. Now, he has struck out a couple of times, too. Allen throwing the 3-1 pitch is low, and he walked him.
That pitch was down.
It was. So you thought if he lost this guy, maybe he would come out. Let's see.
Maybe I was wrong.
They're going to give him.
Here he goes.
Yeah, Ryan Virginia going to come out. And they're going to come and get Cole Allen. Nice job by Cole Allen, though.
I thought he did.
Good outing by Cole. A 6-5 ball game, but Cole Allen is responsible for the bases being loaded. And let's see if he can get a teammate come and help him out of this jam. 6-5 lead for Mack. And your Midwest Sports Center pitching change coming up in 1 minute on KREI.
When you buy a pool or spa from Home Pools and Spas in Lexington, you're getting top quality. Just ask Randy Elliott of Potosi. He was very happy with the work they did.
It was absolutely phenomenal. They went above and beyond what I asked for. They did 100%, and anything that they could do more on that they thought that I would like or my family would like, they went ahead and did it.
Home Pools and Spas in Lexington, homepoolsandspas.net.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store is every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information...
Shh! Quiet! You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Well, we can't close the book on Cole Allen quite yet, but we can tell you what he's done so far. He threw 5 1/3, gave up 5 hits, 1 run so far, but he is responsible for the 3 guys that are on base right now. He walked 4 and he struck out 3. So that's what Cole gave the team today as Parker Stidham coming in relief of him. Parker becomes the third pitcher for Mineral Area College, a 5.97 ERA for Parker. He's thrown 31 2/3 innings for Mac. The opposition, though, has hit .338 against him this year. He has struck out 38, and he has walked 18 on the year. Those are Parker's numbers and our pitching .338
change. .338
against him? Mm-hmm. That's the number that, I don't know, maybe concerns you a little bit. Midwest Sports Center pitching change on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is located, located on Walker Drive in Farmington. All Parker has to do right now is get one out.
That's right.
So Stidham, the right-handed pitcher for Mineral Area College, going against John Rodriguez, the right-handed hitter. Rodriguez doubled and scored just last inning in the fifth. Parker steps, fires, and this one's popped up. And Liam Hicks looks like he will have a chance at this behind the plate and grabs it. So one pitch and one out for Parker Stidham, and he gets a huge pitch that time as he got John Rodriguez to pop up to the catcher, Liam Hicks. That's a monster pitch, Jim Garwitz.
That was huge out. Huge out right there.
One
that
run.
That could be the play of the game.
That could be. That's a huge pitch right there as a one run does come in the inning for Three Rivers. They get it on 2 hits, and they are assisted by a couple of walks by Cole Allen. But we can now close the book on Cole, and Cole says, thank you, Parker, for getting me out. And Cole allows only the one run. It is earned on the day. So we've got one run on 2 hits, no errors in the inning, and 3 men. That's the big number. 3 men are stranded.
Stidham comes in, just says, here it is. Let's see what you can do with it.
Yep. The pop-up. Kind of like that. We go to the bottom of the order. It's Marte, then back to the top with Fierstake and Hicks. Bottom of the sixth we go, and a 6-5 lead for Mac. We're back in a minute right here on KREI.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Buss, agent 573-431-4893 or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Flu season is here. The fact is, millions of Americans will have the flu this year, but you can stay healthy by getting your flu vaccination.
The staff at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center will make the process quick and easy for you and your family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment or walk in to any of our primary care service locations.
Welcome to our family tree.
One pitch out for Parker Stidham. He gets the Mineral Area College defense out of the jam with the bases loaded, and Mineral Area College takes the 6-5 lead here to the bottom of the sixth inning. Anyelo Marte is brushed back not once but twice by Braden Cox. He looks out there and says, what gives? And another high fastball and 3 balls and no strikes for Anyelo Marte. And Mineral Area College offense would like nothing better than for Marte to get the walk, and you bring Fierstake and Hicks in right behind.
Exactly.
And here's the pitch, and that one was over the fat part of the plate for Marte. 3 balls and a strike.
I'm glad to see him taken right there. You don't want to swing a marginal pitch there and get yourself out.
Marte 0 for 2, ground out and a strikeout for him in the game. And this pitch is up, and he does work the walk to start the bottom of the sixth. Boy, any run right here is just huge.
I agree.
I mean, you're up by one run. That's the potential tying run anytime anybody comes to the plate. And you've got the guys set up that you'd like to do the work. This is Fierstake. Fierstake 1 for 2 today, a double in the fourth. He walked and scored a run in the bottom of the first, and he hit a ball hard to center field in his only time that he's been out.
You got Kurt Dawkins pinch running for Marte.
He can run. They say he's the fastest guy on the team. And now here's a ground ball to the right side. The first baseman fumbled with it just a little bit, but that's as good as a bunt as Fierstake moves Dawkins over to second. Boy, you almost, you know, on something like that, you almost hope they could take a pitch and see if he can take a bag free, you know?
Yeah, you hate to see that. Looked like he hit that off the end of the bat is what it sounded like. He didn't get a good piece of that ball at all, but now you see what they're going to do. They're putting on Hicks. They're going to walk him intentionally.
I think that's smart baseball.
Oh, that's great baseball. Yeah, that's what you got to do. You take your best play, your best hitter out of the ball game.
So Marte walks, Fierstake grounds out, and then they're just going to give Hicks the walk without pitching to him.
Yeah, he can't hurt you if he's on first, right? And they got away with it earlier by pitching
they
to
did.
Him when he popped
probably
up.
Probably got lucky, with the bases loaded. Or no, runners at second and third. So Braden Cox is the pitcher. This is Riley Perks hitting from the left side. And Riley rings one over to the right side. The first baseman makes the throw down to second. They can't turn the double play. And the lead runner is cut down. That's Hicks. That one goes 3-6 for the second out of the inning. Perks is safe at first. Dawkins advances to third. And now Pryor, conventionally you say Pryor's got to do something clean to drive in a run, but Mineral Area College has scored a couple of runs in this ball game with a little help by that Three Rivers defense that has been shaky a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. But almost got a double play right there.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been huge for them.
Let's just see Jake come through here, though. That'd be the best plan. Runners at the corners, Jake drives one out to center field. This is sending Tyree Thomas back, and he flashes the mitt up right before he hits the wall. Another spectacular play by Tyreek Thomas. Jake Pryor hit that thing on the nose, 375, and Thomas got it right before he hit the wall.
Well, you were right. You said, I wouldn't care if he got a hit the rest of the season. He's going to play center field for me the rest of the year. And you can see why right there. What an outstanding play.
You want him on that wall. Wow. You need him on that wall, Jim Gerwitz.
Good Lord.
That thing was pounded by
Pryor. That ball
Pryor.
Was crushed. Pryor, that was probably the best swing I've seen in a while out of him. And that ball, that guy just made a heck of a play.
Goes to die once again in the glove of Tyreek Thomas. Mineral Area College gets no runs in the inning on no hits. A pair of walks can't yield them anything. There are no errors, and there's a spectacular play in center field with two men.
What we can't do is come out and walk this first guy.
Left on base.
Yeah, we can't walk this first guy. He's got to make him hit his way on.
The first guy will be Reese Reading, followed by Nick Fakuri and Palmer Campbell. Mineral Area College leading 6-5, three outs away from victory. Let's see if they can do it on the other side of this one-minute timeout on KREI.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Comtree is excited to announce our capital campaign for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to be part of a life-saving project that will ensure a safe home for women and children of domestic violence. A Safe Place, the only domestic violence shelter in Jefferson County, has been empowering victims for over 31 years and needs your help to build transitional housing. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place.
College three outs away from victory, but the Three Rivers Raiders with some spectacular defense to give themselves a chance here on the top of the seventh inning. Mack on top, 6-5. It's your number 3, 4, and 5 hitters, Reading, Fakuri, and Campbell. And on the hill for Mineral Area College's Parker Stidham, trying to go for this save here, a four-out save. Here's a ground ball to the right side, and ranging over to grab it is Jared Jones, just in foul territory. Stidham threw one pitch in the last inning, Jim Gurwitz, and it was a big one.
It was huge. That was a huge pitch from, and a good hitter. Good hitter we saw up there.
Bases were loaded, and Stidham threw one pitch to John Rodriguez, and he popped it up to the catcher for the final out of the top of the sixth inning. So the foul ball by Reading right there. Stidham working from the windout, a slow calculating windup, and once again wasn't sure where that one was, and as we said, probably outside on the pit, inside outside, because it was pretty good high-low. We're positioned just to the right side of the plate here down the first base line. So a little bit hard to see inside-outside force on the pitches. Stidham comes back and spun that one in for a strike. That one had a little dip at the end.
Yeah, it was a nice pitch.
Slider, I'm guessing?
Yeah, probably.
Wasn't a big looping curve anyway. Two balls and two strikes for Reading. Reading hit a homer in his first at-bat. This time he just stays with the pitch on a slow dragging swing, and he fouled it over the left side. Reading had a two-run job in the first inning, a strong line drive to second base in the second inning, and then a ground out to second in the fifth. So he's got a 1-for-3 day going, but a productive day for him. 3.43 hitter coming in. Two balls, two strikes. Stidham winds and fires again, and there's a lacing line drive right back through the middle to set the table for the Raiders as Reading's got the leadoff single here in the top of the seventh.
Well, let's see. What's Coach Berkey going to do here? He's probably not going to bunt with his four-hole hitter.
I think so with Fakuri up there.
I don't know. Fakuri hit first at bat was good, but one, he hadn't did much since then.
1-for-3, a double, and scored a run in the first. He popped out to second base in the third, but he did hit a decent fly ball to right field in the fifth. Nick hits 408 on the year. He's got 7 home runs on the season. So he's a guy that could give Three Rivers the lead here in a hurry. Takes a look at the first pitch low, though. For Mack, they're through the strength of their lineup. You've got Thomas Van de Sanden and Jones, the scheduled hitters, should we get to the bottom of the seventh. And here's Fakuri. Stidham steps, fires, fastball right below the knees. That's first strike. He's given about an inch below the knees all days. I think he's been very consistent with it.
I have. I thought he's been great. But we can't see in and out,
so we can't
tell from this angle. It's not like we're in the Camo X box right above home plate.
One ball, one strike. We're in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth.
That's
where
right.
We are. Mineral Area College is your next step right here on KREI Farmington.
Yeah, that was a good segue, yeah. Bud.
We're going to work it back to at our advantage here. Here's the step in the pitch, and Fakuri did a nice job keeping the bat back that time, and the pitch comes through low. Two balls and a strike for Fakuri. The tying run is on, the potential go-ahead run at the plate with Fakuri, and the 3-1 pitch is due. Stidham steps into it, fires it belt high. Fakuri's out in front of it. And rips a bouncer over the top of the Mineral Area College dugout down the third base line. Runner at first is Reading.
About a ground ball to the Sandman.
I think that's a good recipe. Let's see if we can do that. That could wipe them both out. Stidham steps, fires. Oh, swing and a foul ball back to the screen. That pitch was literally over Fakuri's head, and he offered at it.
Wow.
And Stidham says, thank you.
Annie, how do you get a piece of that?
I'm not sure.
I don't either.
Another full count, though.
Told you it was a weird day out here.
Stidham comes set on the stretch, glances back, now locks in, and here he comes, pitches low. He walked him. So now the go-ahead run is on with Nick Fakuri and nobody down in the top of the seventh inning. A single by Reading, a walk by Fakuri. This is Palmer Campbell.
He's got to be bunting at this point.
You would think. I mean, it's basic baseball.
I know. You would think so. Especially, you know, he's got to bunt here. I don't know.
He's a 274 hitter that's 0-for-2 today. And that's, I mean,
if you're coaching,
I'm with you, Jim.
You
that's
mean?
The
Let's
right
go
way.
Let's ask your dad. See what he says.
I think he'd agree with you. 6-5 lead there. With Mack, and indeed.
That's a good bunt.
Calumbert
too.
Squares, bunts, and the play down to first base. Good play by Hicks to get the out, but Campbell does his job.
That was a great bunt. He did a great job right there of getting the ball right off the grass, basically. So the only play we had was first base. Hicks did a nice job getting to that ball.
Good work by Campbell. Sacrifices himself. The put out goes 2-3. Or was that 2-4? Was the second baseman covering?
Yes. Yeah, it was 2-4.
2-4. And the first out of the inning. So now runners at second and third for Robert Mejia. And now, Jim, you're looking for a strikeout or a pop out here.
Yes.
Let's see if Parker
something
can come up with something.
In the infield.
Mm-hmm. Infield is pinched in a little bit on the corners. Middle infielders, regular depth. Stidham fires, and that's through for a strike to Robert Mejia. Mejia's 1-for-3. He's not hit a ground ball yet today. An RBI single in the first, a fly out to left field, and a pop out to the first baseman. And he's got a 1-for-3 day going. Stidham hopefully making it a 1-for-4 day. Here comes Parker. Curveball and a dandy. Froze his man, and it comes through for a strike.
What are you doing right here? You climbing the ladder here a little bit? What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. I think you show fastball. Started at the letters.
See if he jumps out of his shoes at one. Here comes Stidham. Another curveball, and he throws it by him on the whiff. Mejia gave it a chance. That one didn't bend very much, but it was enough.
Maybe it was just up enough.
Yeah. Monster strikeout, though. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly huge. What he needed.
Huge.
And Mineral Area College now one out away from victory and taking the first three games of this series here against Three Rivers. And it's Kyle Clayton, the man standing in the way. Clayton 0-for-2 today, did walk and score a run in the sixth. Clayton hitting .263 on the year. Stidham, the kick and the pitch, fastball. And he's up in the count, nothing and one on the foul ball, back over the screen.
Way to get ahead there.
Stidham looks pretty calm up there.
Yeah, he does.
You
he
know,
does.
Looks relaxed. It's a good-looking fastball there. Nothing and one. Two away. Runners at second and third. The potential go-ahead run out of second base. That's Reading. Or, beg your pardon, Fakuri. A curveball and a nasty one for a strike.
Well, that's where you want to be as a pitcher, ahead in the count.
Nope. If you swing at that curveball, though, that was – he kind of left that up a little bit.
But it still was pretty good pitch.
Yeah, had some snap to it.
Had some snap, but it did stay up a little bit.
So Clayton the hitter, no balls, two strikes. This is Parker Stidham on the hill. Mineral Area College leading 6-5, top of the seventh inning. He throws – I like this pitch selection there. You throw one low and away, you want to get yourself out, I'll let you.
Yep, I agree with that pitch there. Yep.
And now one ball and two strikes. Mineral Area College leading by a run, 6-5. Three Rivers, top of the seventh inning. Runners at second and third. Kyle Clayton with a ball and two strikes. And this is Parker Stidham trying to slam the door for Mineral Area College. Clayton steps out. Stidham steps off. They'll do the dance and reset the whole thing.
Yep. Mac dugout getting a little excited over there.
A 6-5 lead for the Cardinals. Stidham comes set on the stretch. Here's the kick, the pitch, the curveball. Oh, I thought he punched him out, and he did. It's a delayed call, but Blue finally rings him up. A big pitch that time by Parker Stidham, and two strikeouts to close this game. Mineral Area College hangs on for victory, 6-5 over Three Rivers, and they've taken the first three games of this series. No runs coming in the top of the seventh inning on one hit, no errors, and there are two men left on base. On second and third base.
The cardiac cards right there.
Yeah.
If you're coaching this.
That's group, a great
right?
win. That's great a great win.
Especially, but you don't want to do it where it's that close where you got the winning run at second base.
Right now, you'll take them any way
That's
you can
right.
get them right Woo. Now, you know. We've got your Home Pools and Spas post-game show coming up. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Lenington. Online at homepoolsandspas.com. .net. Mack wins 6-5. They improve now to 24-13 on the year, 12-13 in Region 16. The Three Rivers Raiders are now 22-23 on the year, 8-17-1 in Region 16 play. We're back with your post-game show on the other side of this 2-minute timeout right here on KREI.
Midwest Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about, with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun, adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carsh Boulevard in Farmington.
There it is. It's the dinger, a two-run shot for Liam Hicks, and he breaks the home run drought, his 12th of the year. And now RBI's number 47 and 48 for Liam Hicks, his first cut of the at-bat. And we've got a 3-2 ball game, max within a run. That's our Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371 on our Home Pools and Spas postgame show. And Jim Gerwitz, we went with that as our drive of the game. Well, first of all, because it was only a home run for Mac today. But secondly, after Three Rivers scores three in the first inning, important to come back with a couple of runs there in the bottom of that first. Exactly. Good answer.
That was a great answer there, especially, you know, coming back. We had the rough first inning defensively. And then, I should say, not defensively, but the pitcher had a little rough inning in the first. But to come back and to answer that and get it to a one-run game at that point, what a great job.
Sure was. And we turn now to Jordan Thompson on our Home Pools and Spas post-game show. As we'll go ahead and describe the action a little bit. We're going to come up with our Patsy's Furniture play of the game. And this was a defensive play. It was by Tommy Vandesan, and he made a terrific catch, ranging back behind his position at shortstop. It sounded like this. Ball that's hit off the end of the bat over to left field. The shortstop, Vandesan, going out and making the play. He dove and slid and backhanded it. A tremendous play by Tommy Vandesan, who continues to have a spectacular outing this afternoon here at Hal Lowry Field. Jordan Thompson with us. I think last time I joined you, we talked about Tommy Vandesan, and the kid keeps on, I think, playing better baseball as the season has gone along. And, Coach, you win by one run. You score one run late on an error, and you score another run on probably was an error, but a ball maybe that should have been caught. And in the meantime, you guys are making plays like that. That's a difference in a one-run game.
Yeah, that was awesome to hear. He made a great play. You guys did a great job with that. That was cool. Off the bat, I thought the only way we were going to catch it was going to be from Perks, and just awesome to see the hustle there, and he just made a great play.
Defense was – I didn't have you guys for an error again today.
I thought we were good. Our defense has been really good this series. Anytime we're at our home park, we just play a little better as well too. So good to see us making plays. Tommy had a huge day, and he leads our defense, so that was good.
You know, you start out today with Marcus Ramos. He's only thrown three innings for you. Blake said, you know, hey, the kid's got good stuff. We like him, but we'll see. He's probably not going to pitch very long. But, in fact, he only pitched one-third of an inning. He hit a guy on his very first pitch, gives up a dinger and a double, and Ryan Virgink says, you know, maybe not your day, and you make the call on that. Does Ryan make that call, or does Blake make that call?
Well, that was actually an easy one. So Ramos is really our most talented arm. He was our best arm our fall. He's a he's a kid that's usually 88 to 93. He's been up to 96. I mean, his stuff is just really special. He's been dealing with some shoulder injuries. He's been hurt before. And any more since he's got healthy, we see him one day at about 87, 89. The next day he's more like 80, 82. So we could tell the velo was down, just wasn't feeling good, and he actually said he felt something pop in his elbow. So the worst-case scenario there to hear that. Hopefully it's not as serious as he thinks, but he's a big piece to us, and unfortunately we hadn't get to, you know, have what we wanted out of him. So that was an easy call to get him out. Cole was actually supposed to start game two, but we knew this was going to be a decent day to score runs, so we thought it'd be better to get him in, give us a chance to win this one.
And he kind of becomes your de facto starter in game one after only a third. We've seen him in long relief before, and boy, he did his job today for you.
He did, and Cole's actually got some stuff going on as well. It's not an arm thing. He's got some shin splints going on, so he doesn't feel great, but you could just see he was just battling. He didn't have his best stuff, but, I mean, look what he did. He battled. He hung three huge zeros there to get us back in the game, and offense got us back with some swings of bats.
And when he finally ran out of pitches, Parker Stidham came in with the bases loaded, and he throws one pitch in the top of the sixth inning, and that was a big pitch that he threw.
Stidham was awesome, and Stidham was in that role for us last year. He moved to a starter role as Webb has been our closer this year, and since we used Webb twice yesterday, Stidham needed to be in that role, and it was just great to see him step up. When you can put guys in that role in a tight game, bases loaded, one-run game, just to see him come in and fill it up and get outs was fantastic.
Liam Hicks has been spectacular all season long. There's no question about that. But after so many homers early, he'd maybe been in a little bit of a homer drought. Well, he busts one today, and yes, that's great news, but maybe the bigger picture there is after seeing Three Rivers score three in the top of the first, that was a big deal to come back and score two yourself.
It was, and we knew our top always gives us a great chance, and we kept telling ourselves that as long as the top can score a couple here, we'll get right back in the game. Cole will settle down and be fine. Liam, man, if you don't get to see him play, it's – his last 3 weeks or so, he's probably hit three or four home run balls that the wind has brought back. He hit one yesterday at Three Rivers, or center field's 405. He hit it every bit of 400 with the wind about 15 mile an hour in. Maybe the best ball I've seen him hit all year, whereas this one he hits it probably 315 and it flies. So that's kind of how it goes, but just a special kid. And I know that was a big one for him.
We saw him bust two the other way against Jeffco that were right up against the fence to left field. And like you said, sometimes they go and sometimes they
absolutely
don't.
Absolutely.
Van de Santa with a good defense once again. He was good offensively once again for you as well. He comes out with a two-out, two-RBI double in the third. And then I know it wasn't clean, but he reaches on an error in the fifth inning. And you know what? You continue to put the ball in play, and eventually good things are going to happen.
Yeah, something we talk about a lot with our offense is when we're really good, it's our middle getting things done, because we know, you know, Caleb, Liam, Perks, and Pryor, those guys are just here every day. They're always producing. So anytime we can get that extra production from our 5-6-7 and Thomas, Van de Sand, and Jones, we know things are going to work. And as soon as Thomas got out there, you know, we were all thinking that somebody had to step up, and he did. Tommy was very good. He crushed the ball to right and then put the other ball hard in play and ran it out. So just really good to see the middle getting things done. When that happens, we're going to have a chance to win a lot of games.
You know, you've completed the series win, and now you're looking for the sweep, and I know you guys are hungry for that.
Yeah, any time that you can win your first three, I mean, that's just absolute best-case scenario. You know, it eases up some pressure. You got the series win. Now it's easy. We just go out and play good baseball and try to sweep.
There's going to be a log jam, Jordan, for that number four spot in Region 16, and the top four mean that you get to host in the sub-region. You've got St. Louis and St. Charles that are going to play each other in a four-game series. You guys are going to finish up here with Three Rivers, and then you'll play four at North Central, who's in the bottom of Region 16. There's a real chance to make a move here.
Yeah, we're in a great spot. If we take care of business, we play good baseball, we should be able to get the three or four. I think we're a good enough quality team to be in that spot. I would love to host. You know, we've hosted the last couple years, and beautiful park here for people to come out and see. So hopefully we can take care of business and make that happen.
Nice win today.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
yeah,
Chad.
You betcha. Jordan Thompson joining us on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Let's run through all the numbers for you as we push along. Nice job by Derek back in the studio, firing off our Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game and also our Patsy's Furniture play of the game. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. So Cole Allen picks up the win for Mineral Area College. He throws five and a third in relief of Marcos Ramos. Ramos, who, as Jordan Thompson just told us right there, actually felt something pop in his arm as well. So we certainly hope that he's okay. They love his stuff. But Allen throws 5 1/3 innings, gives up 5 hits, 1 run. It was earned. He did walk 4 and struck out 3, and then Parker Stidham with the 4-out save, throws 1 1/3, gives up 1 hit, did not allow a run, struck out 2, and did walk 1. That's what the pitching numbers look like for Mineral Area College. Cameron Johnson, the loser today, throws 4 1/3, gives up 7 hits, 5 runs. 4 of those were earned, strikes out 4, and walks 3. For the Three Rivers lineup, you've got Zane Wallace, 1 for 2 today with a single. He was hit by a pitch and scored a run to start the game. John Rodriguez, 1 for 4, but his one was impressive. It was a double, and he scored a run in the 5th. Reese Reading was 2 for 4. He hit a home run and drove in a pair. Nick Ficuri was 1 for 3 today with a double and a run scored in the first inning. Palmer Campbell, 0 for 3. Robert Mejia was 1 for 4. Kyle Clayton, 0 for 3. Tyreek Thomas was 1 for 3. And Winston Welter, 1 for 1 today. He walked twice and had an RBI single. The number 9 hitter, He was very good hitting out of that 9-hole today.
Yes, he was.
The Mineral Area College Cardinals get Caleb Fierstake with a double, a walk, and a run scored. He was 1 for 3, doubled. Liam Hicks hits a homer, his 12th of the season. He drove in a pair. He was 1 for 2 today. Also reached on a pair of walks, and he scored 2 runs. Riley Perks, 0 for 4 today. Jake Pryor was 1 for 3 with a run scored. But, Jim, maybe his best at bat might have been
loud
the one
out.
That he crushed to center field.
That was a loud out.
In the 6th inning. And then our tip of the cap to Tyreek Thomas, who made a great play on it. Dylan Thomas, 2 for 3 with a double, and he scored a run. Tommy Van de Santa was 1 for 2, also reached on an error, and he had the big 2-out, 2-RBI double in the 3rd inning. Jared Jones, 0 for 3. Drew Bleckley was 2 for 3 with an RBI. He had a couple of singles, and one of them was just a spectacular bunt that he pushed past the pitcher and died before it got to the shortstop. And Anyelo Marte was 0 for 2 today, but he had reach on the walk. A 6-5 win for Mineral Area College over Three Rivers. They take the series, Jim, but they sure like to take the sweep coming up here next.
Exactly. That's a huge game coming up right here. We can't have any letdowns, and, you know, we definitely got to get this next one.
Mac closing in on moving up in Region 16. As we said, it'll be St. Charles and St. Louis that are going to be playing one another, and Mineral Area College just 1 win away from catching St. Louis. They're 2 wins away from catching St. Charles. But both of those teams did beat them in the regular season series. St. Charles swept them. St. Louis beat Mac 3-1, and so Mac will have to actually get more wins or have a higher winning percentage in Region 16 to actually win any type of tiebreakers with them. In third place, you've got State Fair at 17-9. They'll have 4 games against Metro.
State Fair must be playing good, because when we saw them here earlier this year, you know, I thought we did a nice job. We beat them all 4, but obviously they're beating some people.
They are. They're putting together a nice year. They'll have 4 against Metro and a couple against Jefferson College. And if Metro does a job, Mineral Area College, the best Mac can do is 19 wins. And that'll be tough to do, but Mac could possibly do it. And they've got an outside chance for third place. Now, Crowder and Jefferson College are still battling it out for first place. Crowder is done with Region 16 play. They finished at 25-7. Jeffco is 21-4, and they still have games at State Fair, and they also will be playing Three Rivers too. So in they were actually tied, and they could actually finish that ball game. So first place still up in the air, as well as many of the other spots as we close out Region 16 play. Now, Blake had mentioned, and you were talking about it too, Mac is going to be on the road at North Central, and then you've got a pair of games against Metro. Are they going to throw out that game against Wabash then, or are they going to go ahead and continue to do that one coming up on Thursday?
I don't know.
Okay.
Blake hasn't told me that yet.
Okay.
But
I know that you do have to adjust the schedule sometimes
as
you
go. I don't know, since they're moving the Metro game up to a Monday, so they don't have to travel home, you know, get off the bus and then travel back. They're just going to, since they're halfway over to North Central, going to North Central anyway, it's a lot closer just to go to KC and play them there.
On our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule, if they do play that Wabash Valley double on Thursday. We'll be here to call that first one, and we'll find out if they're indeed going to do that. It is on the schedule right now, so we'll find out about that. Mineral Area College wins this afternoon 6-5 against Three Rivers. They've won the first three games of the four-game set against the Raiders, with one more to go here this afternoon at Hal Lowry Field. A 6-5 winner for Mac this afternoon, now 24-13 on the year, and one game away from 500 in Region 16 plays. They continue to try to climb the standings there. For Jim Gerwitz, I'm Chad Speaker. Our thanks to Derek Hankins back at the studio. I'm rounding third, heading for home.
Gilster Mary Lee is hiring CDL drivers. They train those without experience and hire experienced drivers year-round. They will consider drivers 18 to 20 for a local position. Tuition reimbursement is offered for Driving Academy.